on him. He's gone to you-know-what in a handbasket. Come on.
Still picked up a pair of slacks. It wasn't at Dillard's. But.
Boscov's.
Yes.
Not only that, sharp, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
You only wear good stuff.
Only good stuff.
Yeah. Meanwhile, over here, this person defines off the rack.
Well, I mean, off the rack outfitters, I think, is where
no,
he got his stuff.
Off the rack, period.
That's the offshoot.
I'll take four of those, three of those, two of those. And by the way, the U9 All-Star team
yes.
is out there escorting the Spikes onto the field, wearing the reds tonight, say State College across the front, with the gold and maroon trim, blue socks, white pants, blue stripe. And Brandon Berger will be the last to go out there. And here comes Brandon onto the field, making his start with the Spikes. Both teams exit their respective dugouts. And we're about to go to Rodney Martin. And we'll have the playing of our national anthem. Rodney, take it away.
With the playing of our national anthem.
The Unionville Community Orchestra and Singers with our national anthem. We'll come back with the opening pitch from America's Carpet Outlet in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in Central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
Thank you. So here we go. Spikes home schedule gets underway in the second half. You notice Brandon Burgert, for those here in the ballpark, wearing 31 and not his usual 43. His jersey got ripped up at Mahoning Valley. Opening pitch of the game at 6:35, brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 great years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. Opening pitch of the game from Brandon. In there for strike, it is 0-1. 81 degrees at game time. Wind blowing to left field, less than 5 miles per hour. Beautiful night for baseball. Pitch right down the heart. That's a strike. 0-2 the count on Cobb. And that's fouled straight back to the screen. Still 0-2. Cobb comes in at 263. No home runs, two knocked in. He has a double here in the early going. Joe looking up Nate Lamb, who pitched last year, by the way. That is down the left field line, but foul. Jumping out of the way just in time was Cody Kogan. Great to have the Dreams Baton team here today, led by Kelly Eckley. And the PA9U United Baseball, they escorted the Spikes onto the field tonight. Cobb, the 0-2. Up high at the letters to the right-handed hitter. It's 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Cobb out of Upper Marlboro, played at Troy University. High chopper to short. Backing up, firing is Norris in time. One up and one down. Defensively, ball at first, pound at second, Norris at short, Buford at third. Julin left, Hexton center, Rocaforte in right, and Preston behind the plate. The left-handed hitting, Brody Farr. Farr, holdover from the first half, played at Presbyterian. It's from Greer, South Carolina. So far in four games of the second half, 421, no home runs, four knocked in. That's outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Buford's up on the grass at third. Ball near the line at first. Ball is a natural first baseman. 1-0. Checked it. That's a strike. Good pitch out of edge. Fastball at 88 from Burgert. 1-1 the count. Give you the Burgert story here in a moment. Brandon, 1-1. Checked it up high and away, 2-1 the count. Burgert is making his eighth appearance, his third start, 1-0 with a 4.91 ERA. Against Mahoning Valley last week in the opener, went three innings, just one hit, one earned run, struck out four, walked four. That's a strike, it's 2-2. Two balls and two strikes the count. With one out. Base is clear, first inning, and the pitch. Low and inside for a ball, runs it full 3-2. Farr playing second base. And the 3-2. To left field, down the line in the corner, and it's going to go all the way to the wall. It's going to be dug out of the corner there by Jewell. Farr is around second. He's on his way to third. Here's the throw to third. The throw is not in time. He has himself a triple. Farr is off to a terrific start here in the second half. Elijah Dickerson to the plate. Dickerson out of Mount Holly, New Jersey, which is, by the way, where Franco Harris grew up. Went to Towson. Dickerson at 471. No home runs, five knocked in with a double. Bats from the left side. And the pitch. That is down the right field line. Hooking to the corner. Fair ball. It's off the wall. One run will score. Dickerson in the second. Here's the throw to second. Not in time. It's 1-0 Frederick. Hit it off the monster and right, gets the RBI. Hunter Antillon is at the plate out of Rancho Cucamonga, California, and went to the University of Utah. Joe, you have a winter home in Rancho Cucamonga, don't you? It's in a gated community, I believe. I'm not surprised. And here's the set. 1-0 Frederick. Burger to the plate. Breaking ball, inside corner for a strike. Starts him out with a curveball. 0-1 the count. Get the story on Nate Lamb here. Joe's been feverishly working on that. Because Lamb made 7 appearances last year, including 4 starts with Frederick. That's a strike. It's 0-2 and fastball at 88. So he goes curveball, fastball. Joe just handed me a note. You stink. What does that mean, Joe? I don't understand. Thought we were friends. 0-2. That is lined to left field. That's going to be a base hit. That's going to score Dickerson. He's around third. He's coming to the plate. 2-0 and an RBI single for Antillon. So, 3 straight hits. Triple-double single. 2-0. And that'll bring to the plate Keenan Taylor. Taylor, out of Westfield, Indiana, played his collegiate baseball at Purdue. Steps into the right-handed box as Knox Preston goes out to talk to Berger. Those two know each other well. Taylor, 294, no home runs, 3 knocked in, but he has 3 doubles. This team's off to a terrific start hitting the ball. With 1 out, middle infield double play depth. Pitch in tight at the letters, 1-0 the count with fastball. Actually, that was a cutter at 85. Here's the set by Berger. Pound a couple steps toward the bag at second. Inside corner with a fastball, it's 1-1. Two nothing Frederick here in the top of the first. Good lead off first. Berger to the plate. Breaking ball in the dirt. Good job by Preston to block it. 2-1 the count. Curveball just too much break on it. And the line on first. He has not attempted a stolen base yet. The pitch. That is the right center field. That's going to fall for a base hit. Cut off in the gap there. Rocaforte throws it back in. First and third with 1 out. 4 straight hits. McDonald's strikeout guy is Brandon Hill. The big man played for Frederick last year. Hilton out of Basking Ridge, New Jersey, played at Stetson. And when I mean a big man, you're talking 6'7", 240 pounds. Remember, last year he got off to a slow start with Frederick. And in getting off to that slow start, then he caught fire in the second half. That's a strike. It is 0-1. 2-0 Frederick here in the top of the first. First and third, 1 out. Middle infield, double play depth. Buford even the bag at third. The pitch. Outside for a ball, it's 1-1. Ball and a strike. Hilton crowds the plate. Berger, it's 1-1. Inside, good job by Preston to backhand that one. It was in the dirt that time. 2-1 the count. 2 balls and a strike. Berger stares in, trying to get out of this first inning. He's got 1 out, first and third. The pitch. That's foul to our left. It goes to the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau box and falls down below. It's level at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes on Brandon Hilton. First and third. One out, two runs in, top of the first. Berger delivers. Foul down the third base side. Anderson Hernandez is coaching down at third. Malik Blaze coaching at first. Hilton windmills the bat. 6-7, that's a big windmill. 2-2, there goes the runner. Looped into left field for a base hit. Scoring from third will be Antillon. Stopping at second will be Taylor. 3-0. Here's Darryl Buggs, the center fielder. Buggs, out of Stockbridge, Georgia, played at UAB. Buggs at 503 games. He's 7-for-14. No home runs, 4 knocked in, and has a triple. Tell you, up and down this lineup, these guys can hit. Here's the set and the pitch. That's tap foul, third base side. Frederick hit 297 in the first four games. They scored 30 runs, tied with Mahoning Valley for the league lead. 26 of the 30 were off RBIs. And the odd thing is, they didn't hit a home run. 0-1 the count on Bugs. 3-0 Frederick, top of the first. And the pitch. That's in front of the plate, picked up by Preston. Throw to first, got him by a step. Runners move up 90. Two outs. Good play by Knox Preston. Christian Jackson to the plate. Jackson out of Atlanta. He's playing with the Florida Gulf Coast League Braves in rookie ball. Now getting his shot here. Jackson hitting 300, 3-for-10, knocked in two, as a triple. Second and third, two outs. Berger delivers. Inside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Shadow halfway between home plate and the mound. 325 left field line, 384 left center, 399 dead center, 375 right center, 320 down the line, and right to the line, Country Kia corner. Outside corner for strike level at 1-1. Wall 7 feet high at the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion, about a third full tonight. Goes to 8 feet high at the huge video board in left center, all the way around to the monster in right, which is 18.55 feet high with a grandstand above it. 1-1, up high, 2-1. Cutter that time to get away from him. Three runs in, second and third, two outs, top of the first. Jackson open stance, right-handed box. Berger at the right-hander waits and delivers. Swing and a miss. It's 2-2. Good fastball that time. Jackson's the eighth hitter of the inning. Here's the set and the pitch. That is down the right field line, slicing foul and out of play over the Penn State coaching office. Two balls, two strikes. At the letters to the plate. Foul straight back. Cutter in the upper half of the zone that time. It's 2-2. You'll see everybody playing pretty much straight away early on. Then they'll start shifting as they go through it once they start to know who the hitters are. Rocaforte a little deeper and right. The 2-2. That is lifted in the air. High right field. Rocaforte coming on. Slides. Makes the catch in right field to end the inning. Terrific play by Austin in right field to end it. Three runs. They do so on five hits. They lead two. Half inning done. Frederick 3, State College coming to bat on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and Farm Nature Wildlife Park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
So to the mound goes Nate Lamb, making his second start. Went 3 1/3 against Williamsport. 6 runs, 6 hits up at Bowman. Had 5 strikeouts and 18 hitters. This is the second time he has pitched here at Medler Field, Lebrano Park. June 10th last year, thanks to Joe's great research. He went 3 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, both earned. Struck out 4, walked 1. So Austin Rocaforte will lead it off. Out of Lamar, lives in Houston, Texas, went 1 for 1 Sunday at Mahoning Valley, 3 for 10 in the early going. He has scored a run. Down 3-0, Lamb delivers. That's in there for a strike. It is 0-1. Lamb pitched in the Pioneer League, made one start there in 3 games. 0-1. Up the middle, that's going to be a base hit. So Rocaforte right out of the gate. A base hit. Now here's Cooper Hext. Hext out of McNeese State. Went 0-for-4 Sunday. Hitting 214, no home runs, 2 knocked in. He has a double and a triple in the early going. Bats from the left side. With McNeese State this year at 8 home runs, drove in 34. He had 310. He also was 25 of 26 in stolen bases. Middle infield double play depth. And the pitch. Checked it down low for a ball, 1-0 the count. Hext in 4 seasons, 19 home runs, 84 knocked in, hit 296 in college with 25 doubles and 14 triples. The left-hander Lamb goes set and delivers. That is into right field. That's a base hit. Rocaforte is around second. He wants third. Coming up, fires to third. It's offline, and going into second is Hext. Second and third with nobody out. That'll be a single. You'll get second on the throw to third. Here's Will Jewell at the plate. Jewell out of Houston Christian. in Salinas, California. Went 0 for 3 Sunday. Comes in at 214. No home runs, nothing knocked in with a double. 3-0 Frederick, but State College can get it right back. Jewell bats from the left side. There's a strike at the letters, 0-1. Fastball at 88 from Lamb. 6'5", 233-pound left-hander out of Chesney, South Carolina, that is pitching at North Greenville. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. High fastball at 88 at the letters. It's 0-2 on Will. Austin Ball, who has earned that cleanup spot, is on deck. Bottom of the first inning, 3-0 Frederick. Great crowd on hand on this Tuesday night. Lamb delivers. Low and inside. 1-2 the count. He just missed a pitch clock violation there. Jewell waits, open stance, left-handed box. Second and third with nobody out. Lamb goes set at the belt and delivers. That is lifted in the air, shallow right center field, playable there. There'll be no advance. Rocaforte tags, but that's just a tag up. As it's put away by Brody Farr, one out. Austin Ball. I believe family members are here below us because I believe Dad is wearing an Austin Ball jersey right below us. Out of Shippensburg in Palmyra, 333 with a home run, 4 knocked in, and 3 doubles. Transfer from Middle Tennessee State to Shippensburg. Second and third, one out. Up high to Austin, 1-0 the count. Ball, 9 home runs, 39 knocked in at 363 for Shippensburg with 13 doubles. Collegiately between Middle Tennessee State and Shippensburg, 20 home runs, 86 knocked in at 317. 1-0. Outside corner for strike, levels the count at 1-1, went fastball that time at 88. Ball collegiately in his career at 22 doubles. 13 of them this past spring. Shadow is right out to the edge of the pitcher's mound. Lamb waits and delivers. In the dirt, gets away. Rocaforte from third will score. Ball gets away. Big turn there, now trouble. And he threw it away into left field, and scoring will be Cooper Hext, and the Spikes get two on the board. 3-2 Frederick. So scoring on the wild pitch will be Rocaforte. And then the error will get Hext home. 3-2. Hext got hung up between home and the plate, so they thought they had a shot and just threw it too high, and that was it. The error's on Brandon Hilton, the first baseman. Pitched the ball, now two balls and a strike. Or excuse me, three balls and a strike. 3-1 the count on Austin. Buford on deck. Should be a formidable 4-5 combination here for this team this summer. The pitch, ball up the middle, but right at the shortstop who had shifted over, fires in time, and Cobb throws him out. There was the shift on Ball that time, the left-handed hitter. And it paid off for Cobb and threw him out. Cam Buford. Buford went 0 for 3 Sunday with a run scored. He walked at 154. No home runs, 2 knocked in with a double. Played in the HBCU game down in Arlington. Gave a great account of himself in that game. Manny Jackson, same story. Side for a ball. You know, Manny Jackson is wearing 25. Or excuse me, Manny Jackson is wearing 34 now. Said somebody else wanted his number from the previous go-around. He says, I don't care, take it. 0-1. Swing and a miss on a high fastball. It's 0-2. Fastball at 88. Jayhawks happy with the pizza here. JD made it himself. 0-2. That's on the ground to short. Cobb to his left near the bag. Gobbles it up. Throws it. Throw it away. Buford's on his way to second. Picked up by Hilton. Throws to second base. Bounces in there. He's out at second. So E6. But then out at second base. But the Spikes get two on two hits. There were two errors and nobody left. At the end of one, 3-2 Frederick on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Kind of a wild opening inning, 3-2 Frederick. And we go to the second inning. It'll be 9-1-2. Damone Hale, the DH, followed by Tremaine Cobb and Brody Farr. Hale, out of Inglewood, California, played at New Mexico State and Las Cruces. Just turned 24, bats on the right side. He's the DH. Inside for ball, 1-0 the count. The Hale numbers to this point, 273. No home runs, one knocked in as a double. And the 1-0. It's in there for a strike. Inglewood, of course, is where SoFi Stadium is, the home of the Rams and the Chargers, and where they're building the new Clippers Arena, also in Inglewood. 1-1. That's on the ground to third. Buford charges. Cam off his glove. It'll be an error. So, runner on with nobody out.
Shortstop, number 46,
Tremaine Cobb grounded out to Norris at short in the first. Middle infield, double play depth. Norris and Pound. Pound with the right-hander up, the second baseman several steps toward the bag at second. And the pitch. There goes the runner, pitches a strike, throw to second, and he gets in there. Stolen base for Hale. And the count 0-1 to the hitter Cobb. So Hale steals the bag. That is his second stolen base in as many attempts. Berger goes set with nobody out. And the pitch. Breaking ball up the middle. Off the bag. Terrific pick there by Pound. Everybody's safe. In fact, the Pound got to it. I think Pound saved a run by doing that. Be an infield hit.
Second baseman, number 3, Brody Farr.
So let's see if they run Cobb here. Cobb is 2-for-2 in stolen bases. You have first and third, nobody out. And here's Farr, who tripled the left and scored in the first. Cobb out to his lead at first. Decent lead. And the pitch. In the air, center field. Coming on is Hex. Coming on, Cooper makes the catch. And everybody will hold. Great job by Hex to come on, make the catch, and then make sure nobody moved up. Elijah Dickerson doubled, knocked in a run in the first. So first and third now with a one out. Knox Preston goes in front of the plate, tells the infield what he will do if Cobb runs. Good play by Hexton center. 3-2 Frederick, top of the second. They already have six hits in this game. Berger to the plate. Swing and a miss. Cutter that time. With good action on it. 0-1 the count. Wind blowing to left about 5 miles per hour in this 81-degree Tuesday night. Here's the set and the pitch. Bounced that one in. Preston, great job to block it that time. Gave up his body. 1-1 the count. Ball and a strike. 3-2 Frederick, top of the second. First and third, one out. Here's the set by Berger. And the pitch. It's on the ground, high chopper into left field for a base hit. Run scores from third. It is 4-2. Baltimore chopped to the left side by Dickerson, his second RBI of the game. Hale scores from third. Cobb moves to second. And here is Hunter Antillon. Single knocked in a run, scored a run in the first. He is a double play candidate. And Pound several steps toward the bag as the second baseman. Pitch. It's a strike. Got the call there. Yep. According to TrackMan, it was there. 0-1 the count. 4-2 Frederick. Got seven hits so far. Berger goes set. And delivers. Outside for a ball, 1-1 the count. So Brandon so far with 45 pitches in this game. 33 have been strikes. Here's the set. 1-1. Oh, he bounced that one. Good job by Preston. Throw to first. Knocked down by Ball. Everybody's going to move up. Well, that'll be an E2. Second and third now takes away the conventional double play. Two balls and a strike. Berger goes set. 2-1. In the air, center field, should score a run. Hex goes back, reaches up, makes the catch in right center. Tagging from third and coming to the plate will be Cobb. 5-2, moving to third, Dickerson, two outs.
Third baseman, number 10, Keenan Taylor.
Keenan Taylor to the plate. Taylor, single to right his first time. Five to Frederick. Berger goes set and delivers. Curve ball for a strikeout of Reg. Great pitch. 0-1 the count. Berger has not been helped by two errors in this inning. Pitch outside. 1-1 the count. Ball of strike. Outside corner for strike. It's 1-2. Ball and two strikes. We're in the top of the second. 5-2 Frederick. Burgert to the plate. Breaking ball swung on him. Missed strike three. Got him his first strikeout of the ball game. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Our view of healthcare, all about you. With more than 30 medical specialties and several primary care practices, we're here for you. Learn more at mountainindy.org. Two more runs, couple of errors contributed. 5-2 Frederick to the bottom of the second on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home this week for three games against the Frederick Keys. It starts with a 6:35 p.m. matchup on Walking Taco Tuesday. Then it's Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, with a 6:35 start. And Super Splash Day is Thursday with a special 12:05 p.m. daytime start on a Dollar Beer Day at Thirsty Thursday. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
So we go to the bottom of the second. It'll be Knox Preston to be followed by T.J. Pound and Grant Norris. 6, 7, and 8 in the Spikes batting order in the bottom of the second, down 5-2. Preston 0-for-1 in Mahoning Valley on Sunday with a couple of walks. 268, no home runs, 3 knocked in with 2 doubles. Squares the bunt, pulls back at the ball, 1-0 the count. Played at St. Louis. He had 298 this spring. In three seasons there, he had 272 with 4 home runs, 55 knocked in with 17 doubles. And the 1-0. Swing and a miss. It's 1-1. He also, 11 years ago, played in the Little League World Series in South Williamsport in 2013. 1-1 the count. Lamb working with a 5-2 lead, bottom of the second. Up high at the letters with a fastball. It's 2-1, 187 that time. Lamb stares in. 6'5", 240-pounder. Left-hander gets what he wants. And the 2-1. That is off the fist foul to our left and over the roof and out of play. Two and two the count. Wind blowing to left, less than 5 miles an hour. Shadow now beyond the pitcher's mound. Still far the second baseman and the right fielder Dickinson have to deal with the sun. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him breaking ball. Low and outside and he chased it. That's Lamb's first strikeout. 1 out. T.J. Pound. Pound. Went 1-for-4 Sunday with a double. He knocked in a run, hitting 273. No home runs, 3 knocked in with that double. 2 runs scored. He's out of Burleson, Texas. He's a threat to run when he gets out there. It's in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Doesn't have a stolen base here, but collegiately, last time through, he was 25-30 in stolen bases. 0-1 the count. TJ off the fist foul and out of plays in the hole, 0-2. With Grant Norris on deck. Be the Penn State combo at the bottom of the order, Norris and Spiegel coming up. Oh, 2. And the pitch swing, and that's strike three, got him. That's two. Two gone. Grant Norris, the Nittany Lion. .286 with the spike so far. No home runs and one knocked in with two runs scored. Went 1-for-2 Sunday against Mahoning Valley. With the Nittany Lions this year at 14 home runs, drove in 43, hit .283 with 11 doubles and a triple for Mike Gambino. And the pitch. Outside for a ball. Last summer played for Katuit in the Cape Cod League. He hit .271 with four home runs and 14 knocked in for Katuit with five doubles. And the 1-0 to Grant. Foul to our right over the screen and into the luxury suite to our right. Now to play. It's 1-1. Norris in his career. 22 home runs, 89 knocked in with 22 doubles. Hit .263. This year, though, he hit .283 for the Nittany Lions. Fouls it straight back to the screen. 1-1 the count. Spiegel on deck. Jared Brown down at first, and Tim Battle coaching at third. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him. He strikes out the side in the second inning. Spikes go in order. End of two. 5-2 Frederick on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's 4 a.m. Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
So we go to the top of the third inning. Pitching change for the Spikes. Brandon Berger went two innings, gave up seven hits, five runs, three of them earned. Struck out one, did not walk a batter. His way to Nick Hohenstein, the 6'1", 220-pound right-hander, 24 years of age, out of Siena and Lincroft, New Jersey. Second appearance with the Spikes. No decision in the first one. As he went three innings, one hit, one run, it was earned. He struck out two, he walked three. And that was on Friday night. That's Siena. Struck out 18, walked 12, only gave up 21 hits in 22 innings. All 12 of his appearances at Siena were in relief. He averaged 7.4 strikeouts per nine innings, and he'll face Brandon Hilton, to be followed by Darryl Buggs and Christian Jackson. 5-2 Frederick here in the top of the third. The big man Hilton single, knocked in a run on a looper to left. That's right to Buford on the first hop. Throws to high to first, but ball reels it in time. One up and one down.
Center fielder number 13, Gerald Buggs.
Buggs tapped it in front of the plate, and Preston did a nice job to throw him out in the first inning. Takes his time getting to the plate. When you have one pitch and one out, you always take your time going to the plate. Hohenstein looks in, and Nick delivers. Outside corner for a strike. It is 0-1. Start him out with a curveball that time. Right-hander works from the first base side. Outfield straight away. Deep all the way around. Infield back. Outside corner for a strike. Fastball at 91. 0-2 the count. Oh, two. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. First strikeout for Nick Hohenstein. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Medical Center. Fourth year in a row, Mountain Indy Medical Center named one of the world's best hospitals by Newsweek. We're one of 26 hospitals in PA to be ranked in the top 400 hospitals nationwide. Christian Jackson, terrific play in right field by Rocaforte to end the first inning. Takes a ball outside, 1-0 the count. Started him out with a curveball that time. Nick delivers. Down low for a ball, 2-0 the count. Fastball at 92. He doesn't waste time. 17 on the pitch clock. He delivers. Foul straight back to our left and out of play. Bounces down below. 2-1 the count. Youngsters scramble for that foul ball down below us. And that's a strike. Nice pitch. Fastball at 91. Outer edge to the right-handed hitter. It's 2-2. Two strikes now. The center fielder, Hext, moves over a couple steps. That's up high for a ball. 3-2 the count. High at the letters that time. And also outside. 3-2 the count. Hohenstein doesn't waste time. Fires it. That's on the ground. Pound back. Hands behind the bag at second. Plants. Throws. In time, dug out by ball, and the inning is over. So for the first time tonight, Frederick is retired in order. And at the end of 2.5, 5-2 Frederick on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider at Penn State Athletics.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Spikes back to work here in the bottom of the third. Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine now welcomes new patients. Call 814-865-3566. The other guy that knows this park, Josh Spiegel. Did not play Sunday. Saturday went 0-2 in Mahoning Valley. First pitch swinging in the air center field. Buggs drifts back, left center, puts it away. One pitch, one out. Rocaforte singled the center and scored in the first. Rocaforte to the plate. 5'8", 160 pounds. He's 24 years of age, out of Houston, Texas. Played at Lamar. Hit 277 at Lamar this spring. 30 of 36 in stolen bases in his collegiate career, including 11 of 12 this spring. Lamb, the left-hander, delivers. Squares to bunt, pulls back. That's a strike. It is 0-1. So he had Taylor charging from third that time. Taylor moved back. He'll play even at the bag at third now. 0-1. Lamb delivers. High and away for a ball. 1-1 the count. Mentioned Lamb pitched last year here at the ballpark, June 10th. Three innings, three hits, two runs, both earned. Struck out four, walked one in that game 13 months ago. And the 1-1. High at the head. Rocaforte is fortunate he's 5'8". If he's 6'8", he's got a problem. Big one. The only two people that listen to me can't hear me right now. Really. Hit it on the side. It's made in the old Soviet Union. That's fouled. 2-2 the count. All it understands is force. One out, base is clean here in the bottom of the third. 5-2 Frederick as Lamb delivers. And that's lifted foul, but playable for Hilton. And Hilton makes the catch near the first base coaching box. Two outs.
Center fielder number five.
Cooper X singled to right and scored in the first. X out of DeQuincy, Louisiana. The guy had 296 in four collegiate seasons with 19 home runs and 84 knocked in. Talked about his stolen base prowess. 25 of 26 this season, 39 of 42 in his career. But you got to get him on base. Cobb is near the bag as the shortstop near second. That's a strike, 0-1. Big hole left side for Cooper. Slight open stance, left-handed box. Way off the line, and left is Jackson. Going inside for a ball, 1-1. So Jackson is way off the line and left. Cobb, the shortstop's near the bag at second. Big hole left side. Lamb with a 1-1 count. Foul by Hext, it's 1-2. Lamb has settled down. And when the reach base was Buford, and then he got thrown out at second when he tried to take a throwing error and stretch it. 1-2. That just missed. That was close. 88-mile-per-hour fastball. Wow. 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes. As Lamb looks in, gets what he wants, and delivers. Call strike three, got him. That is the fourth strikeout for Cooper for Nate Lamb. And not only that, he's retired six in a row. 5-2 Frederick, end of three on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Summer is here, and the deals are happening at Toyota. Like on an adventure-ready RAV4, perfect for your next road trip. Or the 24 Tacoma, now available with turbocharged power. Or the all-new 2025 Camry, because every day deserves more fun. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Offer ends July 31st. Toyota, let's go places.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home this week for three games against the Frederick Keys. It starts with a 6:35 p.m. matchup on Walking Taco Tuesday. Then it's Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, with a 6:35 start. And Super Splash Day is Thursday with a special 12:05 p.m. daytime start on a Dollar Beer Day at Thirsty Thursday. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Half of the fourth inning, and Nick Hohenstein came in and was outstanding in the third inning. He'll get the fourth, and to take us through the middle third, Joe Putnam.
Thank you very much, Steve Jones. 5-2 Frederick the score here in the home opener of the second half of the MLB Draft League schedule for the Spikes. First pitch breaking ball is a strike to Damone Hale, who reached on an error, stole a base, and scored back in the second. Next offering from Hohenstein, swung on and missed. Fastball at 91, 0-2 the count.
Pitched well at Mahoning Valley. He's picked up where he left off here.
Definitely a guy that's going to be an asset out of the bullpen for the Spikes here in the second half. The 0-2 fastball just off the plate outside. Perfect 0-2 pitch. Appetizing, but not something that could be dangerous.
All of his appearances this spring at Siena were relief appearances.
Breaking ball, low and away. 2-2 the count.
We're going to throw hot dogs, huh?
Yes, we are. Some things remain the same in the second half. 2-2 foul back to the screen.
Does it bother you that Jerry Valeri, our on-field host, will run in front of little kids and catch the hot dog? Does that bother you?
2-2. Clipped foul off the glove.
As a proud American, it bothers me.
Would it bother you if you were a proud Canadian?
It would bother me if I were Hungarian.
Another 2-2 lifted in the air right field. Rocaforte coming in on it. Makes the catch one-handed. One away as Hohenstein has retired all four batters he's faced.
But I'm a proud American. So
all right. That's the thing. 10-day layoff. I don't know how my aim is going to be on this hot dog talk.
But I want to know if you're going to do the move.
I think the move is coming. Here's Jermaine Cobb Jr., the shortstop, 1-for-2, takes a strike on the outer edge.
Because we're in a split 6-6 on Saturday.
Yes. That's right. That pitch swung on, foul tipped into the mitt, 0-2 the count. Hohenstein's fastball's been on point here tonight.
92 with that one, Joe. Jayhawk's going to film you doing this. This will be great.
Yes. The pitch. That is outside, just off the plate, 93.
What's that? It's Joe's elbow. Well, I think, come on. Can we focus a little better?
1-2. Sharp grounder to short to his left. Scoop by Norris. Slings it over to first. Nice stick by a ball. Two away.
Five in a row retired by Hohenstein.
A strikeout, three ground outs, and a flyout. That's a recipe for success.
Yep.
And here's Brody Farr, who tripled in the first inning and scored the first Frederick run. Flied out to center field in the second.
Now, I guess if part of my job were putting Boomer on camera, I too would be out of focus.
And the pitch. That is in tight to Farr, ball one. Again, just off the plate.
Like I said, we were there the day they honored the Korean War veteran.
Yes.
I said to you. I said, the guy enlists. The guy goes through basic training. That's a ball. The guy goes to war, and his reward to his country is to meet Boomer. At that point, if I were him, I would have regretted enlisting.
Outside ball three, 3-0 to Farr.
You guys thought that was a big honor?
Three balls, no strikes. Fastball over the outer half.
At least you could have given him was a shop back gift certificate.
The 3-1. That's cued foul. First base sign. The count is full.
What's your reward for going through hell? I got to meet Boomer.
Ironically, there's also a Boomer in Trenton. Is their main mascot. Called strike three. Nick Cohenstein comes all the way back from 3-0 to record his second strikeout of the game, the third for the Spikes overall, brought to you by Mountain Any Health. Mountain Any Health Express Care, now open in the Hills Plaza in State College on South Atherton Street. Offers same-day patient visits with no appointment needed. Learn more at mountainitney.org/expresscare. Three up, three down, six up, six down overall for Hohenstein. 5-2 Frederick to the bottom of the fourth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home this week for three games against the Frederick Keys. It starts with a 6:35 p.m. matchup on Walking Taco Tuesday. Then it's Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, with a 6:35 start. And Super Splash Day is Thursday with a special 12:05 p.m. daytime start on a Dollar Beer Day at Thirsty Thursday. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
You did the move.
I did the move.
And not only that, that may have been your best hot dog toss yet.
I thought my I was a little rusty with my aim, but.
No, I was 3 for 3. I put
you
it
were.
Right into the hands. It would be nice if somebody had some hands down there. Saw a lot of drops.
Well, that's why they're here and not out on the field, I suppose. Will Jewell that's, takes a strike.
What hurts, I think that's Austin's dad that dropped it.
Foul to the first base side, 0-2. Country store brand, hot dog toss, should've, always a favorite.
Should have thrown it to the mom.
0-2 the count. Jewell is 0-1 in the game. Spikes trailing 5-2 here. Second half home opener. As the pitch swung on him, is strike three, and that's Nate Lamb's fifth strikeout of the night. He is now retired six in a row, and effectively it is 10 in a row, because after allowing singles to Austin Rocaforte and Cooper Hext in the first, a wild pitch, an error to score a run, and then an error to put Cam Buford on, but thrown out on subsequent action. So never actually occupied a base for a succeeding batter. Here's Austin Ball, though. He has succeeded very well so far this year, and the pitch down and in hits the corner for a strike. Fastball at 88. 0-1 the count. Ball with a home run in the second half opener at Mahoning Valley. Very first swing as a Spike. Deposited into the Mahoning Valley bullpen beyond the short right field wall there. Quite the disparity as that pitch is a ball low, 1-1. There, it's 4 feet high to right because the bullpen, it's kind of like Fenway Park. You have the short fence in front of the pen. The 1-1 breaking ball in tight. Austin lifted his arms out of the way, 2-1. Here, the right field wall is 18.55 feet high. Of course, Penn State University founded in 1855, as you learned from Steve. Two balls and a strike. They got 14.5 feet and change worth the difference between the right field wall. But it would have been a homer here, too. Foul back to the screen, 2-2 to Austin. Completed his collegiate career at Shippensburg University, native of Palmyra, Pennsylvania. It was a short trip for him up here to State College, but he has been all smiles since coming here to Happy Valley. Two balls and two strikes. Lefty-lefty matchup. Lamb delivers in tight on the wrists, and the count is full. 88 on the fastball there. Three runs in the first, two in the second for Frederick, two runs in the first for State College. And the payoff pitch, that's fouled away right side. So we are in the midst of the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. Full count to Austin Ball, base is empty, one gone here in the bottom of the fourth inning on a Walking Taco Tuesday. The ballpark, half-price Walking Tacos at Salsa all game long, and the 3-2 breaking balls down and away, ball four. So ball reaches on the first walk issued by Nate Lamb tonight. That actually a fastball at 89, had a lot of movement to it. But with the runner aboard and one out, here is Cam Buford. Third baseman officially reaching on an error, but again thrown out on subsequent action on the play, trying to advance further. Cam, another guy who can make a lot of noise, already has here in Happy Valley. Playing the first half in 2023, and there's a loud single to left field, 105 miles an hour off the bat. First hit since the opening inning for the Spikes, and now ball to second, Buford at first. And Knox Preston, the batter. Preston, a veteran guy. Of course, part of the first half Spikes out of St. Louis University and really has been a stabilizing presence behind the plate. I know Fidel Ulloa, the seventh-round draft choice of the Colorado Rockies out of LSU, who was outstanding with 15 straight scoreless innings here with the Spikes in the first half, specifically said that Knox Preston was a key factor in how he was able to perform here, which went a long way toward his being drafted by the Rockies. Meanwhile, Hunter Antillin going out to the mound for a chat with Nate Lamb. This might be to change up signals here with first and second. And one gone. And Antillin reporting to Justin Sims, the plate umpire. And well, it was a little bit more than signals, so defensive visit is charged. Preston into the right-handed box. Spikes wearing their red jerseys tonight here at home. State College across the front in gold. Gold numerals on the back as well for those listening in. Preston bunts it, third base side, and it's a beauty. Picked up by Lamb. He won't have a play. A bunt single for Knox Preston. And we've seen it over and over again from the Spikes this summer. So unselfish. But Knox Preston showing off that speed that can take opponents by surprise. We saw it in the first half. He was perfect on the base pass. 3 for 3, including a steal of home. Yes, he's a catcher by trade, but that doesn't mean he doesn't have wheels. And he showed him off there. So bases loaded, one out. And TJ Pound is at the plate. 0 for 1 so far. But the go-ahead run is in the right-handed batter's box. Lamb the lefty. Deep breath, he'll go from the stretch. Delivers, swing and a miss. Fastball at 88. Right down the middle, and it's 0-1. 5-2 Frederick, bottom of the fourth. The Spikes, however, are threatening after balls walk, Buford single, and Preston's bunt single. The set, the 0-1. And Pound lifts this one down the right field line. Dickerson coming over. He won't be able to make it. Ball bounces harmlessly on the warning track and towards the Spikes bullpen. 0-2 the count. There is right-handed action in the Frederick bullpen as well. Keys actually have been short-staffed a bit since the outset of the season. They're being bolstered continuously with the pitching staff, but there's still more room. Johnny Seslowski is warming up the right-hander. 0-2. Fastball down and in. Slips out of the mid of Antillin, but no movement by the runners. It was right underneath him was the baseball. 1-2 the count. Well, Jackson playing off the line in left. Almost looks like they're playing Pound to go the other way. Ball and two strikes. Corners are playing up, however, and time is called before the 1-2. after the brief timeout. Pound back in. 1-2 the count. The pitch from Lamb. Breaking ball, popped up foul into the seats, first base side. Two rows from the top. Season ticket holder Bill Culp had a chance at it. But he is laser focused on the field. Can't blame him. Loves the action here. Been a season ticket holder since day one. He's always one of the first people here at the ballpark. One ball, two strikes. Another pitch, and that is fouled away towards the suite level. Ricochets off the blue sky suite down below. Luxury suite level. With plenty of folks taking in the game. With a night of luxury as well. You can join the fun by giving us a call, 814-272-1711. 1-2. Fastball upstairs, 2-2. Seventh pitch of the at-bat coming up. T.J. Pound is hanging tough here. He went down on the count 0-2 right from the get-go. And now stands in. Set by Lamb. And the pitch. Breaking ball outside. Went with the curveball, but now it's 3-2. No place to put T.J. Pound, who, of course, received a key walk that helped the Spikes prolong a five-run rally in the ninth for their victory over the Mahoning Valley Scrappers on Saturday night in Niles. The 3-2, one gone, the pitch. Down and in, ball four, and T.J. Pound works a bases-loaded walk to make it a 5-3 game. A great job of plate discipline by T.J. Ball scores, Buford to third, Preston to second. And now Grant Norris at the plate. And meanwhile, a visit to the mound now from Frederick pitching coach Josh Flowerman as Seslowski continues to warm in the Frederick bullpen. Lamb here in had been sailing along again. Effectively, he had set down 10 in a row. But now two walks and two hits have already brought in one run, and the Spikes are threatening for more. In 3 1/3 innings, Lamb has thrown 59 pitches, 39 for strikes. And the meeting on the mound breaks up before Justin Sims can head out to break it up. Now Grant Norris, who has had plenty of big hits here at Medler Field at Labrador Park. Norris helped lead Penn State all the way to the Big Ten championship game this year in Omaha. Standing in the right-handed box, he's 0-1 this evening. The pitch, breaking ball low. One ball, no strikes. The pitch. Fastball, and that missed low. 2-0 the count. Lamb pitched for the Keys in the first half in 2023. Back here for the second half here in 24. Sets at the belt. The 2-0. And Norris pops this up. Right center field, going to be a tough play, and it's going to drop in fair. Taking off for home is Buford. He had to delay a bit, but he's able to score standing up as the throw is cut off. It's an RBI single for Grant Norris. A well-placed one to make it 5-4, and the Spikes knocking at the door, and that'll be it for Nate Lamb.
And I want to tell you, the last two at-bats, Joe, were outstanding at-bats. Pound was at the plate and was in the hole 0-2. Kept fouling pitches off, fouling them off, worked the count, got a walk and an RBI out of it. Then Norris does a great job of going the opposite way, knocking in the run, and now it's 5-4. There's still just one out, and Lamb, to quote the legendary Dick Girardi, is gone.
So with the bases loaded and one gone, Johnny Seslowski will be the new pitcher on the mound. For Frederick, we will have his numbers, and we'll have the rest of the fourth inning for you. Still bases loaded. Spikes have cut a three-run deficit to one. and may well take the lead here in the Toyota RAV fourth inning. They are revving things up here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spikes teams have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Still in the bottom of the fourth inning, otherwise known as the Toyota RAV fourth inning here, but the Spikes with bases loaded, one out, two runs already having come in here in the bottom of the fourth. And now Johnny Sislowski on the mound. Sislowski making his second appearance last time out. Things turned against him. Two and a third innings against the Crosscutters of Williamsport. Four runs charged to him on five hits, including a homer. Two strikeouts, three walks, a hit batsman, and two wild pitches. He's looking to turn it around here in outing number two with the Keys in 2024, but it's an unenviable situation he finds himself in. Bases loaded, one gone. Knox Preston at third, T.J. Pound at second, Grant Norris at first for Josh Spiegel, the former Penn State Nittany Lion, this past spring a Pitt Panther. 0-for-1 in this game, but if he puts the ball to the outfield again, it'll tie it up. Spiegel in the right-handed batter's box. And you talk about a guy who's had a lot of big hits here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Josh is another one. First pitch to him. Outside for a ball.
You know what the other part's good about Norris? Is he gets a big hit early and gets it out of the way.
Yes.
He can now just play the rest of the summer.
Exactly. Here's the 1-0 to Spiegel. Lifted foul, out of play, first base side, evens the count at one. It's now five runs, seven hits, two errors for Frederick. Four runs, five hits, two errors for State College. We're still in the bottom of the fourth inning here. This is still early in this one, especially the way that this has turned out. The set and the 1-1 from Sislowski. Low and away, and it gets past Antillin to the backstop, but it bounces back from the bricks, and everybody has to stay put. And that's something that sets Medler Field at Lebrano Park apart from other ballparks, the fact it can bounce that quickly back off the bricks.
But let's take it another step. It's the key is the runner on third's Knox Preston. He's the guy that knows.
Exactly. He's been here.
Yes.
And all throughout the first half knows how quickly that bounces back. He did not take off. Pound had to scramble back to second, but there was no play for Antillin. Still bases loaded. 2-1 the count. This gives the chance for Josh Spiegel to sock one. Pitch. Fastball's a strike. 89 toward the corner, and it's 2-2. Spiegel levels the bat in the right-handed box. Corners are playing up. The 2-2. Fastball low, 91 miles an hour, 3-2 the count.
Check how far off the line Jackson is playing.
Absolutely. And I noticed that first when Knox Preston was at the plate, T.J. Pound, too, but he's done it for everybody. Hasn't just been as of late. 3-2. And Spiegel pops it up foul behind home. This will ricochet off the sweet level back down to the crowd. Count remains full. I mean, you're right, Steve. If Spiegel puts one inside the line here, not only are these three runners going to score, Spiegel's going to get third out of it.
Easily.
Set by Sislawski, and the payoff pitch. That is low for ball four, and another run comes in to tie the game. Knox Preston scores, T.J. Pound to third, Grant Norris to second, and the Spikes have been patient and disciplined at the plate here in the fourth inning. They've made some things happen when the opportunity presents itself, and they've come all the way back to make it a 5-5 tie.
And you know what? Normally when you're down 5-2, you're not thinking patience.
No.
You're thinking, I need to make the big play. These guys have been smart about it.
This is a team that very quickly, I think, has learned to have that rapport, to put trust in each other. Yep. I mean, they knew they could come out. I mean, they scored in the four games at Mahoning Valley. They scored 11 runs in the ninth inning combined across the four games. They know they can string these things together. Here's Austin Rocaforte now, leadoff man in the order, 1-for-2 with a run scored. He takes a strike on the outer half of the plate. Probably the prudent mood at this move at this stage. Sislawski with a bases-loaded walk. Start things off. But now it's 0-1. Rocaforte will be a hitter here. And he bounces it back through the box and into center field. Pound scores. Norris around third, getting waved in. The throw to the plate is cut off. And it's a two-run single for Austin Rocaforte, and the Spikes have scored 5 runs here in the fourth inning to take a 7-5 lead. This thing has done a complete 180 tonight here at Medler Field at Lebronto Park.
Again, a bit smart.
Absolutely. Rocaforte took a strike and then immediately attacked at the plate. And now Cooper Hext is the ninth batter of the inning. Book closed officially on Nate Lamb now. All 7 of these runs officially charged to him, though not all earned. And the pitch down and in for ball. And Hunter Antillen wants a new baseball. 1-0 to Hext. 1-for-2. He's singled and scored a run as well. By the way, with those RBIs, Rocaforte already knocked in a pair this year. That's his fourth hit of the season as well. He is leading off first. Josh Spiegel off second. The 1-0 to Cooper Hext, and he sends this one in the air right field. Playable for Dickerson. Spiegel going to tag up from second and does so. The catch is made. The throw to third is offline. Rocaforte takes second as well.
I can't begin to tell you how smart this team has been this inning.
Absolutely.
I mean, Spiegel judged it right away. Rocaforte kind of went back to first, and then came off the bat a little bit, and as soon as he saw the throw was going to miss the cutoff man, another major faux pas.
Yep.
Right? He got second. Now, basic, it's 2 runs.
And Will Jewell is at the plate. He's 0-for-2 so far tonight, but big opportunity here with 2 outs, and his team already having brought in 5 runs in this inning to turn a 3-run deficit into a 2-run lead.
It's the 10th hitter of the inning.
First pitch down and in with a changeup, ball one.
We can talk about stringing together hits, power, so forth. This has been an inning of intelligence.
The 1-0 from Sislawski, and that is swung on. It's popped up third base side, foul territory. Taylor on the sprint reaches out, but it'll tumble into the dugout out of his reach. And Keenan Taylor slaps the top rail of the dugout. He was looking to get to that, lost the cap along the way. Tim Battle will give it back to him. And Tim, by the way, you know, we saw in the first half how aggressive the Spikes were on the base paths, stealing bases, but that's one of the hallmarks, and that's something he talked about with this team as they embarked on the start of the second half. You got to be aggressive again. We want to be as aggressive as we can be, but we want to be smart about it. They have been aggressive and smart here in the fourth inning. And the 1-1 is outside for ball two.
You know, I talk all the time about athletes playing a sport, and then there are people who are built to play the sport.
Oh, yeah. Two balls and a strike. Fades outside. Ball three. Missed with the changeup.
Jewell drove in 34 in his collegiate career. Got two out there now he can bring home with a hit. Cobb, the shortstop's right near the bag at second.
Almost directly behind it, as much as permitted. And the pitch down and in, ball four, and the walk will load the bases once again. First base was open. It's the second walk allowed by Sislawski, and it's the fourth walk yielded by Frederick pitching here in this inning. After they had no walks through the first three, and Nate Lamb.
Oh, they were in cruise control. Game they had control of and so forth. And State College just waiting in the weeds.
And I beg your pardon, all seven runs against Nate Lamb will be earned in three and a third innings.
Yep.
Pitch outside for a ball, 1-0.
Yep, definitely.
Six hits, two walks, five strikeouts, 62 pitches, 40 for strikes. Lifted, however, with the bases loaded, one out. And since then, three runs have scored to put the Spikes ahead. And now Austin Ball can put them even further ahead. 1-0 the count. Bases loaded, two outs. The pitch, that's a strike. Fastball nicks the outer edge. 1-1 to Ball. Left-handed hitter against now a righty in Sislawski on the mound.
But you know what? I mean, they can't have Sislawski have the wheels come off the wagon. Again, right now, neither pitching staff is deep.
Exactly. The 1-1. That's upstairs for a ball, 2-1.
This guy has the power to take it a long way. We saw Samuel Benjamin hit a grand slam here. He's got the same chance right here.
That's an illustrious list he would join if he does indeed put it out of here. 2-1. That's outside, ball three. Ball, of course, a powerful hitter, but he is definitely a disciplined hitter as well.
Well, that's why he's hitting over 300. He hit 363 this year. He hit 317 in his career. This guy knows how to hit.
Three balls and a strike. Bases loaded, two outs. Sislawski delivers. That's a strike. Fastball. He was in the zone. Cross the letters, and the count is full.
So they'll all move here.
Spiegel at third. Rocaforte at second. Jewell at first. Ball at the plate. The sit by Sislawski on the mound. There go the runners. Payoff pitch. Bounced foul. First base side. We'll do it again.
If he ends up earning a walk, it's going to be that pitch that gets him the walk.
And we've seen it from so many batters in this inning alone. T.J. Pound in particular. T.J. Pound was down 0-2 in the count.
Yep.
Absolutely worked his way to a bases loaded walk. Another payoff pitch. That's low. Ball four. Runners will advance. Spiegel trots in from third. It's an RBI for Ball on his second walk of the inning, and the Spikes extend the lead to 8-5. Rocaforte to third, Jewell to second.
Somebody tells me Idaho Falls, where he also pitched, didn't have this happen.
Yep. And now Cam Buford's the 12th batter of the inning. He's already singled and scored in this frame. Officially, he's 1-for-2. The pitch fades in for a strike. He was a first pitch swinger last time up and laced a single to left center field. Now waiting on Sislawski again. Discipline at the plate. He's seen Sislawski's been all over the place. Back-to-back walks he just issued.
This guy pulls the ball. I don't get where they're playing in the outfield.
Well, he's pulling it a long way here. That one is over and out. Cam Buford joins the list of State College Spikes with a grand slam. 406 feet. And it's 12-5 as Cam Buford touches home. He is the 10th Spike to cross home plate in this inning.
And again, if you're Flowerman, okay, you're Josh Flowerman.
Yep.
What do you do?
This is one of those, I said it earlier this season about David Carpenter. One of the games the Spikes took a big lead on West Virginia, I mean, now it's sort of just lining things up for tomorrow. 10 runs here in the fourth inning. Cam Buford with a grand slam. And quick visit to the mound from Josh Flowerman. And there is another righty warming up in the Frederick pen. But unfortunately for Johnny Seslowski, he might have to stay out there.
That went out at 105 miles per hour.
Whew. Well, that was how fast his single to left center was. That one, though, was toasted. I'm surprised the exit angle only reads at 29 degrees.
Yeah.
Knox Preston already with a bunt single in this inning. He's 1-for-2, takes a pitch outside.
They have 5 hits in the inning, including the bunt.
Preston in the right-handed box. Again, he's got that surprising speed. You don't always expect it, and that even gives him maybe an extra step, and he's hit on the left arm by that pitch. So Preston, the first hit batsman of the game for either side.
I'm trying to remember a 10-run inning here.
I think there's been one other 10-run inning.
Yeah.
In fact, I think it also was capped by a grand slam.
Yeah.
I want to say it was a 4th of July game.
Yeah, that sounds right. Didn't Morgan hit a grand slam? Somebody like that.
Somebody like that. Crack open the Spikes record books after this inning.
Yeah.
And here's T.J. Pound. Well, that pitch up and in, ball one. I'll tell you this, Steve. Spikes, I think, have had a 10-run inning before, but if the Spikes pile on here, I don't think they've ever had more than 10 in
right.
an inning.
Right, I don't think so either.
I'll tell you, and another thing, this is actually the first year that all 10 can be displayed on a single inning on the Medler Field LeBron
right.
Park scoreboard with a new board.
That's right.
Just in the nick of time. That pitch swung on and missed, 1-1 to Pound.
It's 5-2. We feel good about ourselves. See, and that's the job Hohenstein has done.
Yeah.
There's some things that go under the radar.
Man, Nick Hohenstein has retired all 6 batters he faced, stabilized things on the mound, and now the Spikes have got to work offensively as Pound takes a strike over the outer half.
The hits are even at 7.
July 4th, 2013 against Batavia. 10 runs in the third inning there, 10 in the fourth tonight to tie the Spikes' all-time record. And turning around is Dickerson on the fly ball to right, but he's able to haul it in. And 14 batters come to the plate. And one for the record books. 10 runs on 5 hits. Cam Buford's grand slam caps it off. One runner left on base. 4 innings complete here in Medler Field at LeBron O. Park. 12-5 Spikes here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
And to think it all began with hot dogs.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Well, cracking open the Spikes record books, the 10-run inning by the Spikes in the bottom of the fourth tonight matches the record set on July 4th, 2013, with a 10-run frame against the Batavia Muck Dogs in the bottom of the third inning. And the Grand Slam home run matches, actually, the one by Cam Buford tonight, matches the one David Washington hit as part of that 10-run frame.
Yeah, I called that one. I remember that.
Elijah Dickerson takes a ball outside from Nick Hohenstein. It's now, instead of a 5-2 Frederick lead, it's 12-5 Spikes here as we enter the fifth inning. Hohenstein's pitch swung on and missed, 1-1.
It's just been a good groove. I mean, he's been terrific. He's only thrown 28 pitches, Joe.
Yeah, but he's facing his seventh batter. He set down the first six. Dickerson sends this one to left. Jewel sizing it up, ranging toward the line, has the grab. And there's one away here, and make it seven in a row, retired by Nick Hohenstein.
He's got two and a third. Sezlowski threw 31 pitches.
For two-thirds of an inning.
Yes.
Well, that was one again. I think after an inning like that, Jack Jones and Josh Flowerman are just going to have to look at what's up tomorrow in the 6:35 game here, the second game of this series. Hunter Antillin fouls it back to the screen. He actually has knocked in a pair of runs tonight. RBI single in the first, sacrifice fly to center in the second. But Frederick with a three-run first inning. They had five hits in that inning themselves, and everything looked to be going the Keys' way, but Spikes have turned it around. Pitch is outside for a ball, 91 on the fastball, 1-1 to Antillin.
Well, it's hard to do when you're going along and, like, you really feel like you're in, you know, to borrow Red Barber, you're in the catbird seat.
No, absolutely. Foul back to the screen.
Then that happens. Well, it's very difficult to turn it back on.
And I think, I mean, Steve, you pointed it out, and I don't think there's you can give enough credit to Nick Hohenstein for the job he did to help stabilize things defensively for the Spikes and set the stage for that big inning. The 1-2 foul to the first base side.
This will probably be his last inning.
Yeah, there is a righty already starting to warm in the Spikes pen, but just getting underway. The 1-2 lifted in the air, right field, dashing toward the line and cutting it off after it hits the turf is Rocaforte, but a tremendous throw from the Lion Country Kia corner for Austin Rocaforte. It holds Hunter Antillin to a single.
He also took a great route to that ball. Right? He made sure the ball didn't get to the wall, so there's nothing to dig out. And he had a guy that, with all due respect, doesn't have great speed running, and he held him.
Yep. Well, it starts with just good, solid, fundamental play to begin with.
I mean, the route was great.
Keenan Taylor's 1-for-2. Struck out last time up. First pitch breaking ball low and away. Ball 1-2 Taylor.
So this is the first time Hohenstein has had to pitch with somebody on base.
First base runner allowed after he set down the first seven. It's the eighth hit of the game for the Keys. They're actually out hitting the Spikes 8-7. Here's a chopper left side. Charging in Norris. Picks it. Throw to second. Off the glove. A pound. Everybody's safe. That'll be the third error of the game for the Spikes, and I believe that's going to be on T.J. Pound, the second baseman.
That, nothing wrong with that throw. Zero. Zero. Grant Norris made a really nice play and put the throw right on the money.
So E4 on that one. And with the first and second and one gone, here's Brandon Hilton. First baseman, 1-for-2.
The key is on a ball that's not hit that hard, just secure the ball, get the out. There's no need to think about a throw.
Exactly. And the pitch by Hohenstein to Hilton, who is the McDonald strikeout guy. Down and away, ball one. Went with a fastball at 91. And Nick Hohenstein's fastball's been on point for the most part in this one. 91, 92. In fact, that one may not have missed. 1-0. Outside, ball two.
That one did miss.
Yes.
The other one, we can debate.
Opinions might vary, but Justin Sims is the only one that counts.
Yeah. We just have different opinions.
Out of the stretch, the 2-0. That is ball three outside. Three balls, no strikes.
I'm facing a 6'7", 240-pound guy. I, too, am pitching him outside.
Absolutely. And the 3-0. That's a strike on the outer edge. And actually brought it in just a tad from the edge. Nevertheless, it's 3-1. Hilton will be a hitter again now. Owenstein sets, looks to second, the pitch. And this one is swung on, lifted in the air, center field. Hex going back, settles up short of the warning track, makes the catch, and Tillen tags from second. He'll make third. The throw, though, goes to second. It bounces past, but good backup by Ball, and a good job by Hex keeping Taylor at first base.
Well, Hex makes the right play. We talk about fundamentals. Some guys, I'm going to throw to third. Slow down, Ace. Get the ball into second. It's all right.
You're not John Elway out there.
Right. You know, and Hex did the right thing. He made the right play, fundamentally smart play.
Now Darryl Bugs, the batter, center fielder 0 for 2. It is 12-5 spikes here in the top of the fifth inning after that 10-run fourth inning, but Owenstein looking to cap his outing on a high note. It's a pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. Tomorrow, Glizzy and Wine Wednesday here at the ballpark, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars.
Can't wait.
Half-price wine, 5:30 to 7:30. Half-price country store brand hot dogs all game long. 1-0, chop to the left side, taken by Norris. He'll go the short way to second. Pound is there. Inning is over.
Pound used two hands that time to catch it.
He secured it for sure. Frederick with no runs, one hit, one error, two runners left on base. We're halfway home here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. State College 12, Frederick 5 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and Farm Nature Wildlife Park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Into the bottom of the fifth inning here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. It's all spikes now at 12-5, but a little blast from the past here. We talked about familiar faces, familiar names in the second half. Well, now the Frederick Keys are bringing a familiar name here to Medler Field at Lebrano Park. It is 2021 Spikes pitcher Joe Maselli, who most recently completed his collegiate career at Kent State University, actually was part of the Golden Flashes squad when they came in here to face Penn State earlier this year, but did not pitch in that game. He's made two outings so far for the Keys, going 1-0 with a 2.45 ERA. 3 2/3 innings, he's allowed one run on five hits, four strikeouts, no walks, two hit batsmen, a 313 opponent's batting average.
He's out of Oakland, New Jersey.
Grant Norris, Josh Spiegel, Austin Rocaforte to meet him. If Maselli had pitched, he may have faced Norris here in that Kent State-Penn State matchup this spring. His first pitch swung on, missed 0-1. Grant tried to hold back, could not.
What a finish going all the way to the Big Ten championship game against Nebraska.
And a 2-1 final in that game. There's a sharp grounder to second. Brody Fargo's to a knee to take it to his feet, throw to first in time. One away. Now Josh Spiegel, who Had some big years here in Happy Valley. Was well on his way to another one at Pitt this spring. A broken wrist actually ended his season prematurely. And still admitting in the Mahoning Valley series he was still getting things back into game condition. But I think the rust has been knocked off now. He's 0-for-1 tonight, but did draw a bases-loaded walk as part of that big fourth inning.
Hit 352 before the injury.
And the pitch called strike. Fastball on the outer edge. 91 on the fastball from Maselli. Now, Joe also spent time at North Carolina, Virginia, some big-time programs after being a co-leader in games started in the Spikes' inaugural season in the MLB Draft League back in 2021. Pitch outside for a ball, 1-1 to Spiegel.
What do these guys think when they come back in here after they've been here?
I'll tell you this, Joe Maselli, very excited to be back, for sure. The pitch down and away, ball two. Remembered his time here in Happy Valley fondly, and now he's seeing all the new stuff that was around that wasn't here when he was here in 2021 and loves it even more. 2-1, popped up, fading over our heads, out of play.
Jackson's so far off the line, he's near the Lamont post office.
That's the thing. He's been doing that for pretty much everybody in this game.
Yep.
Definitely not playing anyone to pull.
It's a triple waiting to happen.
2-2. That's low and away, ball three to fill the count.
It's interesting because Cobb is in the standard spot at short. Jackson's over further toward the bag than he is.
We've seen Bugs sort of angled more towards right center as well, but Dickerson is straight on and right. And the 3-2 to Spiegel swung on and missed. Got him with a breaking ball that time. A slider at 83, just kind of screwed toward the dirt. And it's the first strikeout for Maselli. It is the sixth of the night for Keys pitching. Nate Lamb took the first three and a third innings. Johnny Soslowski, two-thirds of an inning. But as you said, Steve, 31 pitches in that frame. That's why Joe Maselli had to take over here in the fifth.
And they're going to need, I think, three innings out of him to save the bullpen.
Here's Austin Rocaforte, 2-for-3 already. He had a two-run single in that 10-run fourth for the Spikes. And the first pitch to him here is a strike.
See, right now, Tim Battle and Jarrett Brown don't have to think that. The only thing they have to think of is that Berger probably gave him two instead of three innings. Owenstein gave him three.
Yep, and three outstanding innings at that. Rocaforte sends this one sailing to left center field, but that's where Jackson playing off the line as he tumbles to the ground, but with the ball in his hands and hangs on. That's where playing off the line might have helped him there, but could be trouble waiting to happen out there for him. Nevertheless, three up, three down for the Spikes, but State College maintains a 12-5 lead going into the sixth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Messages for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Into the sixth inning here in Medler Field at Lebrano Park, and Spikes making changes here in this inning, and the most prominent of which is on the mound. Nick Palumbo, the right-hander, makes his second appearance for the Spikes. And Nick, after a year and a half, pretty much, without pitching in game conditions, coming back with the Spikes this year after he spent time with the Williamsport Crosscutters in 2022. He was part of the staff for the Trenton Thunder last year. But coming back in, he pitched on Thursday night, and while the numbers are not going to look great, again, he pitched one inning, four runs against him, only one earned, a hit, five walks, two strikes, strikeouts, rather. But even though he had to battle through there, he did it. He helped save the bullpen on that occasion on Thursday night at Eastwood Field, and now, after lining a lot of pitches there, he's got the rest. I think he's ready to make a strong return to the mound here. First time he's pitched for the home squad here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Scanning the outfield just to make sure that everybody is the same. Knox Preston remains the catcher. Cam Buford at third. And there is a change in the field. Actually, at both short and second, so both middle infielders have changed up here. There's a new second baseman, and that is, or actually, I check it. I beg your pardon. We'll get to that in a moment. Well, there are changes in the field defensively as well. First pitch from Palumbo to Christian Jackson is outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Jackson is 0 for 2. Flied out to right in the first inning, grounded out in the third. Palumbo with the 0-1 pitch, swung on and missed. Quickly 0-2. Nick Cohenstein went three innings. He allowed no runs on one hit. Did not walk a batter, struck out two. Three outstanding innings. Parker Cadu is making his first Spikes appearance at shortstop, and Kyle Russell is the new second baseman for the Spikes. So Russell, wearing number 28, is at second base. And Cadu, who just joined the team today out of Nichols State, in at shortstop. 1-2 pitch to Jackson, swung on him, missed strike three. First strikeout for Nick Palumbo is a Spike, and it's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation, oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountnittany.org.
You know, Joe, as you know, I was big on Nick Palumbo and also Jacob Peden, two guys that were at Williamsport. And Nick also was at Trenton, I believe, too.
Yes.
Along the way.
Part of the staff there.
I've always liked Nick.
Damone Hale swings the first pitch, fouls it away.
Now, let's give Gus credit. Gus tried to catch it that time.
Yeah.
Windows open, the whole deal. The Williamsport guys would be in the hallway right now. With the door shut, hoping for extra protection.
0-1 to Hale. Palumbo comes back with a fastball at 93, high and away, ball one.
Look, I mean, guys have to fight their way through, especially in their collegiate career. Every time I've seen Palumbo, I've always walked away impressed with him, and the same thing with Peden.
And it's a 12-5 lead for the Spikes here, so cushion for Nick, but he's just looking to come bouncing back after a tough first outing, really one in which he just knocked the rust off, I think. Well, that wasn't really the Nick Palumbo we're going to see here in the second half.
Give everybody like 3 weeks here, you know, and then you'll see who they really are. And don't let one bad outing. We saw that in the first half with Drake Quinn.
Exactly.
Yeah, 2.77 ERA, had one bad outing.
And the 1-2 swung on and missed. Got him with the breaking ball. The slider, it means it's two strikeouts for Nick Palumbo. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care. Meet our team today at mountnittany.org/orthopedics.
I handled that pretty well.
Made the save at the end. Not quite with the elan of a Drake Quinn. Tremaine Cobb Jr. is 1-for-3, has scored a run. Here's the pitch. Fastball for a strike on the outer edge. 12-5 Spikes. Frederick actually out-hitting State College tonight, 8-7, as hard as that is to believe.
A 10-run inning changes things.
Here's the 0-1. Cued foul behind home, 0-2 the count.
Caleb Hill's in left field now.
Yep. Now with a 12-5 lead, Tim Battle obviously taking the opportunity to get some more guys a look here in the sixth inning.
The only bench player now is Manny Jackson, and he's not coming in the game.
Nope, they'll be warming guys up in the bullpen. It'll be the other available catcher is Josh Spiegel serving as DH tonight, and the 0-2 sails high. Knox Preston, who's behind the plate for the Spikes, hauls it in. Ball one. Peering over the mitt, Palumbo winds, delivers. Grounder on to short, charging in on it is Cadu, and his first play as a spike is true. Throw to first in time. The inning is over. Nick Palumbo goes three up, three down here in the top of the sixth.
You know, the funny thing is we look back on the Sunday game, bullpen through shutout baseball.
That's right.
That's why I said it, Joe.
And that's why I agree. 12-5 Spikes as we go to the bottom of the sixth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Cooper Hex leads off the bottom of the sixth inning for the Spikes. He'll be followed by Caleb Hill and Austin Ball. And the first pitch to Hex, fouled away third base side. Joe Maselli back on the mound for the Spikes. 12-5 lead.
Keys.
Oh, Maselli's still on the mound for the Keys.
Yeah.
I had 2021 on my mind.
What a year.
That's probably not a frequent thing for many people. 0-1 pitch is low for a ball, 1-1.
We had to start that year with limited
attendance. Yeah, limited capacity.
For the first, what?
Two games, I think, as it turned out.
Yeah.
But. So there were some pretty big moments that year. Of course, 7,183 fans here on the 4th of July that season.
That's because coming out of the pandemic, everybody was aching to do something.
Exactly.
We've had enough.
And the Spikes were back in the MLB Draft League. 2-1 to Hex, swung on and missed. 2-2.
That was a great day that day.
It was among the most filled I've seen the ballpark. But now, of course, Solar Fest with over 8,000 fans coming out to watch the eclipse here at the ballpark this spring. 2-2 upstairs, ball three.
It was about as sunny that day as it was today.
Unfortunately, when you're trying to watch the sun, it was. And so, but can't always control the skies. Payoff pitch to Hex, and that's lifted foul left side.
Message from this station in the Ad Council.
Ramada out of town scoreboard in the MLB Draft League. Trenton has already, or they are in progress, excuse me. They have gotten underway. Here's the pitch. Bounce to the right side and over the mid of Hilton. That's going to be a base hit. Base hit for Cooper Hex. He's taken off for second, and he will make it. Cooper Hex caught everybody by surprise. Dickerson came up with the ball, but that's going to be a double. A hustle double for Cooper Hex.
But again, let's go back to how smart this team is. Hey, he read it. I mean, he read it. And what happened was Dickerson juggled it just enough in right field, and he read it.
So with a runner now at second, here's Caleb Hill for his first at bat of tonight's game. Hill was 2-for-12 in the four-game series at Mahoning Valley, drove in three runs.
0-for-3 Sunday, but he knocked in a run with a sacrifice fly.
He stands in the left-handed box here, but before he can start the at-bat, Hunter Antillin's going to come out and trade signs with Joe Maselli with a runner now at second. They're going to switch it up.
Hunter Antillin's been to the mound so often in this game tonight, there's now a pathway between home plate and the mound.
That's going to cause some work for the grounds crew.
Yeah. And one of the U9 players brings out baseballs for home plate umpire Justin Sims. Very nice touch.
That's actually Beckham Brown. That's,
is it Beckham Brown?
Jared Brown's even, son here joining
better.
The club here in the second half as well.
Even better.
Caleb Hill finally gets his first pitch. It's outside a ball.
There was a pitcher in the Twins organization at one point where his son hung around the clubhouse a lot. What the heck was his name? Patrick's Mahomes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Want to know the count? Beckham actually is going to be headed to a nationwide camp here for Team USA coming up.
Is he really?
Yes, indeed. A check swing, but he went around, says Cody Kogan. 1-1 to Hill.
Can we send Jerry to a camp? Something. Band camp?
Camp Nowhere?
Oh, even better.
1-1. Underrated movie, that Camp Nowhere. Pitches swung on and missed, 1-2. Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yep.
M. Emmett Walsh in that. Roger Ebert said no movie with M. Emmett Walsh or Harry Dean Stanton in it could be bad.
Roger Ebert was not incorrect.
1-2. Stepped off the hill. Maselli, he's right back on, but Hill will regather
what
in the left
end. What activities could Jerry have at Camp Nowhere?
1-2. Check swing. That pitch down and away. No appeal on that check. 2-2.
Let's see what we can sign him up for. What do you think? The entire month of August?
And that one high and away. And it's ball three. And Tillen had to do some work to haul that in.
I come up with ideas, Joe. I'm an idea guy.
You are. Now on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, we're refreshed here. Trenton leads Mahoning Valley 5-1 top of the fifth. Thunder and the Scrappers both won three out of their first four to open the second half as the 3-2 bounced foul first base side. Meanwhile, West Virginia leading Williamsport 5-0 bottom of the sixth.
Jared Brown runs out to get the ball. He's like, I didn't have to do that when I was a pitching coach.
Well, Jared's still in charge of the pitching staff, but he will be relieved of his first base coaching duties soon. Payoff pitch again to Hill. This one outside, ball four, and Hill works a walk to put runners at first and second in his first plate appearance tonight. Now Austin Ball up, and Ball officially 0-for-1, but he's drawn two walks, including one with the bases loaded.
Uh-oh, where's Dad?
Oh, yes.
It's probably in the concourse. Got the video working here.
Now, wouldn't it be awesome for Austin Ball to get a hold of one here with the family here.
But he's got to get a pitch. I mean,
yeah,
he's walked twice. You got to get a pitch.
Well, Mahoning Valley, after they saw a ball hit a home run in his very first swing, they pitched around him pretty much the rest of the series.
They walked him three times Sunday.
The 1-0. High and away, ball two.
That's why I said earlier, and you were out cavorting. just signing autographs, taking pictures, whatever. I said the Spikes have as dynamic a 4-5 combination as anybody in the second half in Ball and Buford.
Absolutely. Pitch outside, ball three to Ball.
I mean, I hate the fact that I have to repeat these things to you.
I sensed them. That's why I agreed. 3-0 the count. And the pitch. That's a strike. Fastball on the outer edge at 90.
You know where you develop those senses? Camp Nowhere.
Yes. Three-one. Upstairs, ball four, and Ball draws his third walk of the night to load the bases with nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth inning.
He has been walked six times in two games. You know, dugout, the baseball Doug loves almost everybody. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
You notice who he doesn't like?
Who's that?
Who do you think?
Well, he doesn't like me on
No, he likes
Putt
you.
Putt versus Mutt.
Wow. You got ripped off in that. Here's another chance for a second grand slam.
How about that? That's never happened before. Cam Buford, though. David Washington, in fact, is the only Spike with two grand slams to his credit. The one on the 4th of July in a 10-run inning, just like Cam had tonight. The other one was a walk-off grand slam.
Yes.
Takes a strike, 0-1. Next offering swung on and missed on the slider.
I think that, if I remember that one, the walk-off one went over the scoreboard.
I believe, yeah, it was it was deep. It was a no-doubter, that's for certain.
Now, this is a little bit, this is higher now compared to that one.
Yes.
Still, I think it went 432 feet.
0-1, that's fouled towards the Frederick booth. Gus was ready, but
no,
a little too
Gus
high.
Credit. I mean, we've had a lot of cowards over there, not him. See Jackie Robinson up there tonight.
Yes,
he's
indeed.
Here in the box. Good to have him here.
0-2. And that one fouled off the foot of Buford, even as it bounces down the third baseline, so it remains 0-2.
It didn't go as far as the other one.
Looked at the MLB Draft League scores and the Ramada Out-of-Town scoreboard. We remind you the Ramada Out-of-Town scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes.
Mark is throwing the dog biscuits. It's caught everything so far.
Right. It is certainly motivated by food. Pitch upstairs for a ball, 1-2.
And let's remember, it was 48 years ago the movie Jaws came out, The Perfect Eating Machine. And we've got two of them here in the ballpark tonight. Dugout. Jerry.
Well, 1-2. Sharp grounder past Taylor into left field, a base hit. Hext will score. Hill right behind him. Into third goes Austin Ball and Cam Buford with six RBIs tonight. He adds a double to his ledger. He is now a triple away from the cycle, and the Spikes lead extended to 14-5.
And I'll tell you right now, where Jackson's been playing, he could get the triple.
Absolutely. Jackson's way off the line and left.
Second touchdown drive was 70 yards in 10 plays. It ate up 8:32 on the clock.
I'll tell you, Steve, it looked bad for the Spikes when the Keys scored that safety early on to take the lead.
Yeah.
But
I like how they've responded.
Knox Preston takes the ball upstairs.
Both touchdown drives have been time-consuming, eating up the clock, keeping the defense off the field.
All hallmarks of a Tim Battle team. The 1-0 to Preston. Swing and a miss. Nine hits tonight for the Spikes.
There's still nobody out.
Still nobody out in this inning. Nine hits tonight for the Spikes. They've just now surpassed Frederick's hit total for the game. They have taken advantage of every opportunity that has been in front of them here in the middle innings. And the 1-1 swung on and missed, 1-2 to Preston.
And again, Joe Maselli's one of those guys we root for.
So absolutely.
So,
you know the Spikes are performing well when they're able to put something like this up against a pitcher like Joe Maselli.
Joe's a good pitcher.
The set and the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, and that is his second strikeout tonight.
Kyle Russell.
First at bat for him this evening. Russell looking for his first hit as a Spike. Came up eight times. Did draw a walk on the ninth plate appearance against Mahoning Valley.
He's out of Tacoma, Washington, so these are hills.
Yes, they are not mountains here compared
to
those.
Hills.
Russell in the right-handed box out of Washington State. Pitch upstairs for a ball.
It's played out in the Palouse. Mount Rainier, Mount Nittany. There's only a 12,000-foot difference.
A pittance. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Fastball powered by him, 1-1.
Sure, the first name says Mount. It's just a little difference in elevation.
Yeah, usually when the guys from Colorado and Utah and Washington come in, kind of have to explain, well, here these are mounts.
Well, I've done games in Provo.
1-1, line down the right field line. That is a foul ball as it tumbles toward the Lion Country Kia corner.
And whether you're in Cougar Stadium or at the Marriott Center, when you look and there's that wall of Rocky Mountains, the amazing part is you sit back and you say to yourself, my goodness, I'm looking east.
Yeah.
Right? I'm looking east. It's just a gigantic gray wall. Now, when I've been out there, there's been snow on that wall.
Yes. And snow, I would venture to say, probably sticks around a lot longer out there than it does most places.
Well, no, I was there one time. It was snowing. I mean, like, it was snowing in the valley, too. Like, you got to be kidding me. It was really coming down.
One ball, two strikes. Maselli to the plate. That is fouled away first base side.
So the opening ceremonies of the Olympics will be on Friday night.
Yep.
That's always really exciting. It's a lot of action.
It's my kind of action.
Oh,
everybody walking.
Yeah.
1-2. Chopper foul at the plate. We'll do it again.
So what do they do? Well, basically they walk around the track with a flag. Okay. And that draws ratings? Yeah. Where's the swimming? Where's the diving? Where's the basketball? Come on. Let's go.
Well, they'll be coming up.
LeBron James is going to be the male American flag holder.
Here's the 1-2. Cute foul at the plate.
You have to remember, for LeBron, this is his fourth Olympics.
That's amazing.
He's played in 4, 8, and 12, and then took off 16 and 21, and now is back. It's his fourth Olympiad. He's, anybody who takes that kind of time to play for their country earns the right to carry the flag.
Absolutely. And the 1-2 swung on a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts for Maselli. Three in total, two gone.
That's what I always like. Everybody talks about John McEnroe, and people will be critical of how he behaves.
Yep.
John McEnroe always, without exception, played Davis Cup.
Yep.
Always.
Took a lot of pride in it. And really, it was his commitment to the USA and the Davis Cup that raised the profile of that whole competition back up.
Yep.
Parker Cadu in his first plate appearance as a Spike, Nichols State's own All-Southland Conference performer each of the last 3 years. First team All-Southland 2 seasons ago, second team this year at short. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Cadu took over at shortstop in the top of this inning, foul back to the screen, 0-2.
And ended the inning on a nice play.
Yes, he did. Got some action early, getting right into the swing of things. And probably there will be another addition at least to the Spikes coming tomorrow, and then probably likely one more, and that'll put the roster at 26. And that'll likely be the roster for the remainder of the second half. Here's a tapper on to short to a knee. Cobb picks it up, slings it over to first just in time to get Cadu, who was motoring down the base path. But the Spikes had two more runs on a Cam Buford double, one of two. Two base hits in the inning, three overall. And with two runners left on base, the Spikes extend the lead to 14-5 as we go to the seventh here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Into the seventh inning, Spikes leading 14-5. New pitcher on the mound for the Spikes is the lefty Leo Palacios after Nick Palumbo. Outstanding, 12 pitches, 9 strikes, a good bounce-back effort for him, and better than good. He struck out two of the three batters he faced. But now with Palacios on to face Brody Farr, Elijah Dickerson, and Hunter Antillin in the seventh, here to take you the rest of the way in his inimitable manner, the director of Camp Nowhere, Steve Jones.
Proud to be as well, because we're very selective about who we bring there. All right, here we go. Leo Palacios, Central Arizona, out of Phoenix. His career numbers, 5-0, a 3.90 ERA with 97 strikeouts, 51 walks. He only gave up 33 hits and 55 and a third. 15.8 strikeouts per 9 innings. No decision against Mahoning Valley on Saturday night going an inning. 2 hits, 1 run, it was earned. And now we'll step in here with a 14-5 lead. It's Brody Farr, who is 1-for-3. Triple, scored a run in the first. And the pitch. It's fouled to the screen just above the Frederick dugout. Good catch on the top step there. 88 with the fastball from Palacios. 0-1 the count. Leo is a 6'4", 215-pound left-hander. He's 24 years of age out of Phoenix. The on-field hosts refer to it as Pahonix. I worry about people. As lined to left field by Farr, that's a basic. Good piece of hitting there. Went the opposite way. Fired back in, a leadoff single to left. 3 in the first, 2 in the second for Frederick. State College, 2 in the first, 10 in the fourth, and 2 in the sixth. A 10-run fourth, tying a Spikes record for most runs in an inning to go with that 10-run third inning back in 2013 when David Washington, like Cam Buford, tonight hit a grand slam. Middle infield double play depth. Dickerson is 2-for-3 with 2 runs knocked in. That slice foul, third base side. Frederick bullpen out of play. Dickerson doubled and knocked in a run in the first. Single knocked in a run in the second. Flew to left in the fifth when Jewell was in the game. Hill's out there now. Middle infield double play depth. And the pitch. That's fouled to our left and goes into the printers.com cheese shop box. Third base side, it's 0-2. 89 with that fastball from Palacios. Tim Battle wants to move Rocaforte off the line and right. He now does. Meanwhile, Hext is about maybe 20 steps into left center. Throw to first and back with no tag. There's no doubt that is not the grade A move. Oh, 2 to Dickerson. Palacio deals. Down low, 1-2. Good location with that pitch, I thought. Caught the plate, but low. 1-2 the count. Remember now, Cadu is the shortstop. Russell is the second baseman. They have not worked together. Cadu just got here. 1-2. And the pitch. That is lined up the middle. That's going to be a base hit. Picked up there by Hex, fires it back in. First two aboard for Frederick here in the seventh inning. Hunter Antolon to the plate. 2 for 2 in the game. Single knocked in a run, scored a run in the first. Sacrifice fly to knock in a run in the second. Singled right in the fifth. He is a double play candidate, though. With nobody out. Palacios looks in. Second appearance is a spike. His other one was at Mahoning Valley on Saturday. And the pitch. Up high, 1-0 the count. Palacios, in his career at Central Arizona, 25 games, 8 of which were starts. Gave up only 33 hits and 55 and a third. 1-0. And to the plate. Foul tip into the mitt. It's 1-1. Good cutter that time. 97 strikeouts in his career, 51 walks at a 3.90 ERA, was 5-0. 1-1 the count. Left-hander works from the third base side of the hill. And delivers. Foul straight back. It is 1-2. The outfield plays him straight away. Hext shallowed up just a bit in center. Rocaforte very deep in right. I think he's just more comfortable coming in on the ball. And Hill is relatively deep in left against the right-handed hitter. Buford not guarding the line at third. This is only the top of the seventh inning. 14-5 State College. Middle infield double play depth. 1-2. Call strike three, got him. Terrific pitch. Six strikeouts now for Spikes pitching tonight. Mountain Indy Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care. Meet our team today at mountainindy.org/orthopedics. Keenan Taylor to the plate. 1 for 3 tonight. Single right in the first. Struck out swinging in the second. Reached on an error in the fifth. Spikes lead at 14-5, but Frederick has out-hit them 10-9. Strike in the outer half. Fastball that time. It's 0-1. No balls and a strike. Tim Battle wants to move Rocaforte off the line and right. He obliges. Russell near the bag at second. Just trying to keep him close. 0-1. Breaking ball inside corner with that curveball for a strike. It's 0-2. You want to talk about a curveball had a lot of break on it. 0-2 the count on Taylor. First and second, one out. Right-handed hitting Keenan Taylor at the plate. Palacios delivers. Checked it. Did he go? No. Good call. 1-2 the count. Another curveball there. Wind still blowing to left, about 5 miles an hour on this beautiful night for baseball. Started out the night at 81 degrees, down to 78 now. 1-2 the count. Palacios with that ball behind his back with a 1-2 count, one out, first and second. Top of the seventh, 14-5 State College. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. Back-to-back strikeouts for Leo Palacios. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health, Fit for Play. They offer fitness and rehabilitation that gets results. Our providers help to reduce or eliminate pain quickly so you can get back to your normal activities faster. Visit mountainindy.org/fitforplay. Brandon Hilton is the McDonald's strikeout guy. 1-for-3 tonight. RBI single in the first. Grounded out to Buford at third in the third. Flew out to Hexton center field in the fifth. And the pitch. Up high for a ball. It's kind of hard to be high to him. He's 6'7", 1-0 the count. Well, one youngster down there wants a Big Mac. 1-0 the count on Hilton. And the pitch. At his line down the right field line, but hooking foul. One hops into the Spikes bullpen. It's 1-1. Rocaforte has to go over and get it in the Lion Country Kia corner. Digs it out there. Threw it to the bullpen, and it hit the screen of the bullpen. It bounced out. So they're going to have to come out and get it. He runs back to a spot in right field. Upfield, straight away, deep. With two outs. Hex not as deep as the two corner outfielders, though. 1-1 on Hilton. Whit Mills the bat. The big man waits. And Palacios deals. Checked it up high for a ball. 2-1 the count. This is your bigger than average strike zone at 6'7", 240 pounds. And I'm talking, he is a lean 240. 2-1 the count on Hilton. And the pitch. Checked it. Low and away with the curveball. That time it's 3-1. One pitch from ending the inning. One pitch away from loading the bases. Set by Palacios, the left-hander, to the plate. Just missed. Ball four, bases loaded. First walk for Palacios, and here's Darryl Buggs, who's 0-for-3. Tapper in front of the plate. Preston made a nice play to throw him out in the first. Struck out swinging in the third. And a fielder's choice, DeNorris at short to end the fifth. Here tomorrow night, 6:35. Lizzie and Wine Wednesday. And then Super Splash Thursday at noon. 6:35 tomorrow, 12:05 on Thursday. Pitch to Bugs. Takes a strike right down the heart. 88 with that fastball. It's 0-1. Bases loaded. Two outs. 14-5 State College. Time of the seventh inning. Medler Field, Lebrano Park on a Tuesday night here in State College. 0-1. Checked it. That's a foul ball. 0-2. No balls and two strikes. Here's the 0-2 coming up. Palacios with the bases loaded, trying to get out of it. Here's the pitch. Up high at the letters, 1-2 the count. I got to give these two guys credit over here. Frederick, State College, JD for State College. They spend more time eating than working. It's unbelievable. But they both do great jobs. 1-2 the count. Leo to the plate. Breaking ball up high. 2-2. Palacios trying to get himself out of this. Bases loaded. Two outs. 2-2 the count. Palacios to the plate. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. Inning is over. His third strikeout of the inning. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. The most important people in their lives, their children. No doubt. That's why we offer compassion and a comprehensive pediatric care. We're here to help. Visit mountainindy.org/pediatric. Seventh inning stretch time. 14-5 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The State College Spikes are back home this week for three games against the Frederick Keys. It starts with a 6:35 p.m. matchup on Walking Taco Tuesday. Then it's Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, with a 6:35 start. And Super Splash Day is Thursday with a special 12:05 p.m. daytime start on a Dollar Beer Day at Thirsty Thursday. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the back seat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
All right, back to the bullpen for Frederick here in the bottom of the seventh inning. They'll bring in Christian Diaz. So he takes over here. Got to wonder if maybe the thought process is with him. Pitch the seventh and eighth inning and get out of here. So the Selly went two innings. And Joe gave up. Two hits, two runs, both earned, walk two, struck out three, and here's Diaz. Give you Diaz's numbers in a moment. And Spikes have Josh Spiegel at the plate, and he takes a strike. Josh tonight is 0 for 2, but he knocked in a run with a bases loaded walk and scored in the fourth inning. Diaz making his third appearance, no ERA, three innings, one hit, no run, struck out three, walked one. Opposing hitters 100 batting average against him, and it's 1-1 to Spiegel. Spiegel flew to center in the third, then in the fourth inning walked with the bases loaded to knock in a run, then struck out swinging. And that was in the fifth. Low and outside, it's 2-1. Spiegel then back to the top of the order in Rocaforte and Hext. 9-1-2 for the Spikes here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Two one. That's in there for a strike. Okay. Said it was strike three, and we thought it was 2-1. Must have been 1-2 and the first out of the inning for a strikeout. That at 89 from Diaz on that one as he gets him looking. Here is Rocaforte, who's had a good night. Single to right, scored in the first. Fouled out to Hilton at first in the third and the fourth. Single knocked in, two runs, scored a run, and then flew out to left in the fifth. He is 2-for-4, and he takes a ball. It's 1-0. And the pitch by Diaz. High chopper to third, backing up there. Takes it, fires across in time, gets him by a step. One out. Good play at third by Taylor that time. Two gone. And here is Cooper Hext. Hext is 2-for-4. Single to right and scored in the first. Struck out looking in the third. Flew to right in the fourth. And then doubled to right and scored in the sixth. For Hext, that was his second double of this young second half of the season. That's on the left side, slight open stance, fouls it straight back to the screen. It is 0-1. The ball's on a strike. Great to have you with us on this Tuesday night. Back here tomorrow night, 6:35, Glizzy and Wine Wednesday. That's right. Half price wine until 7:30 tomorrow. And Country Store Hot Dogs, 0-1, inside 1-1. And then Super Splash Thursday, the one afternoon home game of the season, 12:05. You have the splash zone all set up, the dunk tank. 1-1 to Cooper Hext. It's in there for a strike. It's 1-2. Bottom of the zone at 89. Diaz goes set. Delivers. On the ground to second. Backing it up is Brody Farr. Throws in time and the inning is over. Spikes go in order in the seventh. We go to the eighth inning. 14-5 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details. Eighth inning, Spikes with a 4-2-5 lead, and Leo Palacios back out for his second inning of relief work. He will face 8, 9, and 1 in the order. Christian Jackson, Damone Hale, and back to the top of the order, Tremaine Cobb. Jackson's 0-for-3 tonight. Rocaforte with a great sliding catch in the first inning to end the inning. Grounded out the second to end the third and struck out swinging to open up the sixth. So Christian Jackson at the plate. Buford near the line at third, but not guarding it, just near it. Against the right-handed hitter, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Big cut at a high fastball at 88. It is 0-1. Hext straight away in center. Rocaforte off the line in right. Hill playing very deep in left. Outside corner for strike. Great location with that cutter that time for Palacios. It's 0-2. And the pitch. High and away for a ball. Tried that cutter again. 1-2 the count. Palacios is 24 years of age. Big deep breath and the 1-2. Call strike three, got him. That is his fourth strikeout of the game. Strikeout brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Indy Health. If you had a great Mountain Indy Health experience, take a moment to review us on Google to help spread the word about that great care that you're getting in our community. 9 strikeouts for Spikes pitchers tonight, the fourth for Palacios. Damone Hale is 0-for-3. Side for ball 1-0. Reached on an air, stole a base, scored in the second. Flew to Rocaforte and right in the fourth. Struck out swinging in the sixth. It was against Nick Palumbo, had a terrific inning tonight. Swing and a miss, 1-1. Palumbo, one inning, 12 pitches, 2 strikeouts. 1-1 the count. And the pitch. It's fouled to the screen just to our right. 1-2. Jared Brown's son comes out to get the ball. Ball and 2 strikes. Palacios doesn't waste time. Pitch clock is right at 16 as he delivers. Up high, 2-2. One out, bases clean. Top of the eighth inning, 14-5 State College. 14 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors, State College. 5 runs, 10 hits, and 2 errors for Frederick. The pitch. Swing and a miss on a curveball. Strike 3, got him. That is 5 strikeouts, including the last 3 in a row. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Our view of healthcare is all about you. With more than 30 medical specialties and several primary care practices, we're here for you. Learn more at mountainindy.org. Tremaine Cobb at the plate, who's 1-for-4. Grounded to short in the first. Infield hit scored in the second. Grounded to short in the fourth. Grounded to short in the sixth. There's a strike. 0-1 the count. Grant Norris had no problem taking care of him 3 times. Now it's Parker Cadu. That's line foul, first base side past the tarp and bounces onto the field. Rocaforte in right field is going to have to come over and get it and toss it into the bullpen. 0-2 the count on Cobb. So far, Palacios, 35 pitches, 23 have been strikes. And the 0-2. Up high, 1-2. Tried to place a cutter that time, and he placed it almost over his head. 1-2. Cobb waits in the right-handed box. And Palacios deals. Foul first base side, clears the roof toward Porter Gardens and out of play. It's 1-2. Tomorrow, 6:35, Glizzy and Wine Wednesday. 12:05, Thursday, Super Splash Day. Only afternoon game of the year here. 1-2. On the ground, back to Palacios. Nope, past him. Barehanded by Russell. Threw it away, but Preston's backing it up. No advance. That'll be an infield hit. Palacios tried to wheel around it backhanded. Missed it. Russell charged and made a terrific play just to get to it and make a throw. And here is Brody Farr. 2-for-4. Tripled and scored in the first. Flew out to center in the second. Struck out looking in the fourth. Singled the left in the seventh. Far into that left-handed box. He played against the spikes in the first half of the year. With 2 outs. Palacios to the plate. That's down the left field line. Slicing foul. One hop toward the Frederick bullpen. Caleb Hill had to pick it up and toss it into the pen and does. 0-1. Winds died down. We haven't had much wind at all tonight, but now it's died down. The flags are barely moving in left center field. Hill, by the way, playing near the line in left. Both of Farr's hits have been to left field tonight. Rocaforte's off the line in right. Hext is shallow and about 20 steps into left center. Foul, third base side, over the roof and out of play. It's 0-2. They play him like he's a right-handed pull hitter. Frederick's out hit the spikes 11-9. The spikes still lead at 14-5. 0-2. There goes the runner, Cobb, and rolled on the ground to first. Picked up there by Ball. Race to the bag. Austin wins it. The inning is over. No runs, a hit, and 1 stranded. End of 7.5. 14-5 State College on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine. Official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Summer is here, and the deals are happening at Toyota. Like on an adventure-ready RAV4, perfect for your next road trip. Or the 24 Tacoma, now available with turbocharged power. Or the all-new 2025 Camry, because every day deserves more fun. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Offer ends July 31st. Toyota, let's go places.
The State College Spikes are back home this week for three games against the Frederick Keys. It starts with a 6:35 p.m. matchup on Walking Taco Tuesday. Then it's Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, with a 6:35 start. And Super Splash Day is Thursday with a special 12:05 p.m. daytime start on a Dollar Beer Day at Thirsty Thursday. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Christian Diaz into his second inning of work. He'll face Caleb Hill, Austin Ball, Cam Buford. Hill, who stepped in for Will Jewell, is 0 for 1 with a walk and a run scored. Excuse me, he's 0 for 0 with a walk and a run scored. That's first pitch swinging foul, third base side over the roof and out of play. 1-1 the count on Caleb. Hill at 349 this year for Texas San Antonio. 10 home runs, 40 knocked in, with a dozen doubles and a triple. And the pitch. And it's fouled into the luxury suites. Third base side now to play. It's 0-2. Two seasons at UTSA. 17 home runs, 81 knocked in at 334 for the Roadrunners, with 25 doubles, 5 triples. Stole 20 bags in 25 attempts. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. Christian Diaz with his second strikeout. Here is Austin Ball. He walked three times on Sunday. He's walked three times tonight. He's 0 for 1. He grounded to short in the first. Walked and scored in the fourth. Walked a second time in the fourth. Knocked in a run, then scored another run. Walked in the sixth. Home run, 5 knocked in. He's hitting 333. Outside for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. The count to Austin Ball. Diaz out of Houston Christian. Just turned 24. It's out of Houston, Texas. It's outside for a ball, 2-0 the count. In fact, he turned 24 on Saturday. Diaz looks in, ball waits, and the pitch backed him away, 3-0. And he's on the verge of a four-walk night. Talk about teams that don't want to pitch to a guy. I feel like I'm dealing all over again with Sam Benjamin. 3-0 to Ball. Striking the outer edge, it's 3-1. Jackson very deep in left. Actually, not as deep with Dickerson and Wright as I thought they'd be against Ball. Foul straight back to the screen. Clips the top of the screen. And now they chase after it on the concourse. It's full 3-2. Buford on deck, who's had a 6 RBI night. Austin Ball, left-handed box. Crowds that plate. Slight open stance. Outside, ball 4. Fourth time tonight he has walked. 7 walks in 2 games. He's now walked 9 times in 5 games. Cam Buford has had a night and a half. He is 3 for 4, reached on an error in the first. Singled and scored in the fourth. Grand slam in the fourth. Doubled, knocked in 2 runs in the sixth. He's driven in 6 tonight. Takes a ball, it's 1-0. Buford now with a home run and eight runs knocked in and two doubles. The pitch outside for a ball, 2-0 the count. They're not giving him anything to hit. Knox Preston on deck. As I mentioned early in the game, in fact, I mentioned this back in the first inning, I said this might be one of the better 4-5 combinations in a batting order in the league in the second half. 2-0. There's a strikeout or edge. 90 with that fastball from Diaz. 2-1. Buford's got that average up to 233 now. His numbers include the first half. 2-1. And the pitch. It's on the ground. Slow roll to third. Picked up there. Goes the short way to second. On to first. Safe at first. It'll be a fielder's choice. Two outs. Not hit hard enough. On a night where he's pounded the ball, that was one was not hit hard enough. Knox Preston is 1-for-3. Struck out swinging in the second. Bunt single and scored in the fourth. Hit by a pitch in the fourth. And then struck out swinging in the sixth. Outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. One ball and no strikes. Throw to first, they got him picked off. Whoa! Late with the tag, they had him picked off. He was flat-footed. Buford's 3-of-4 in stolen bases, but the Spikes aren't looking to steal here with a 14-5 lead in the bottom of the eighth. And the pitch. Outside corner for a strike. It is 1-1. Preston up to 273 with his average. And the pitch. Outside corner again. It's 1-2. 88 with that fastball from Christian Diaz. Kyle Russell on deck. Two outs, Buford on first. And the pitch. Outside, tried to frame it. 2-2. That one clearly missed. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Checked, it didn't go. Full 3-2, Buford will go on this pitch. 14 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors, State College. 5 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for the Frederick Keys. Buford goes on the ground to short. Cobb charges, picks it up, fires to first in time. The inning is over. We go to the ninth inning, 14-5 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes are back home this week for 3 games against the Frederick Keys. It starts with a 6:35 p.m. matchup on Walking Taco Tuesday. Then it's Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, with a 6:35 start. And Super Splash Day is Thursday with a special 12:05 p.m. daytime start on a Dollar Beer Day at Thirsty Thursday. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
So Luis Palacios goes 2 innings. and gives up nothing. Three hits, no runs, struck out five, walked one. Terrific job by Palacios as he comes in and just gets the job done. Bullpen, Spike's bullpen, nothing but shutout innings. And now here is Dalen Carraway. He's 6 foot, 227-pound right-hander out of McNeese State and Houston, Texas. Carraway pitched on Sunday when an inning at Mahoning Valley gave up two hits, no runs. One strikeout, did not walk a batter. This is his third appearance. 1-0, no ERA with two strikeouts and a walk. He's the one that came in and said, yeah, I'd really like to have 26. And Manny Jackson said, sure, go ahead, I'll wear 34. Asked Manny about that before the game. So here is Carraway, the right-hander. Carraway, we mentioned at McNeese State, 2-3, struck out 28, but he walked 29. 32 and a third, just 29 hits, 7.8 strikeouts per nine innings. And that's rolled foul first base side. Carraway pitched at Jackson State, then transferred to McNeese State. 80 and two-thirds in his collegiate career, just 76 hits. So, again, fewer hits than innings pitched. His problem is the number of strikeouts versus walks is too close, 75 to 69. It's too many walks. Delivers. High and away for a ball, 1-1 the count, 91 with that fastball. 7.8 strikeouts per nine innings, that's solid. He's 24 years of age. Carraway waits, and the right-hander to the plate. Swing and a miss. Terrific changeup that time, it's 1-2. Straight away in the outfield with Hill deeper in left. 14-5 State College, Buford not guarding the line at third. And the pitch. It's on the ground to short. Cadu to his left near the bag. Fires to first. Pulled him off the bag. He held the bag. Great play by Ball. Terrific play by Austin Ball there. One out. Talked about Ball being a natural first baseman. It showed up right there. Here is Antillon. Good night for him. He is 2-for-3. Single, knocked in a run, scored a run in the first. Sacrifice fly to knock in a run in the second. Single to right in the fifth. Struck out looking in the seventh. Carraway sets and delivers. Up high for a ball. Nick Hohenstein would be the one in line to get the win with his three sterling innings of one-hit baseball. Two strikeouts, no walks. 1-0 the count. Carraway delivers. Up high with that one, 2-0. Mentioned Hunter's had a good night tonight. At 2-for-3, he's up to 300 now. Carraway waits and delivers. That's foul first base side, clears the roof toward Porter Gardens and out of play. 2-1 the count. Top of the ninth inning, 14-5 State College on a night where they've been out hit 11-9. Carraway waits and here's the 2-1. It's foul first base side toward Sweeten out of play and bounces out of the park. 2-2. Bounce right where the new batting cages are. Still working on that. They made great progress. 2-2 the count. Carraway. One out, base is empty. Delivers. Breaking ball up high. Full 3-2. Carraway making his third appearance with the Spikes. Each time it's been one inning. 3-2. And it hit him. So hits him with a pitch. First batter, Caraway, is hit in three appearances with the spikes. And here's Keenan Taylor. Third baseman tonight is 1-for-4. Single to right in the first, struck out swinging in the second. Reached on an error in the fifth, struck out swinging in the seventh. Middle infield, Cadu at short, and Russell at second at double play depth. Buford not guarding the line at third. Maybe a step back of being even with the bag. Pitch, that's a strike. Good pitch by Caraway there. It's 0-1, 90 with the fastball. Hill deep and left straight away. Hext shallowed up a bit in center straight away. And Rocaforte in right, normal depth straight away. High and tight at the letters, levels the count at 1-1. Flags not moving at all at left center field. Just about to the three-hour mark of this game. You think about a 14-5 game, you think about the game going longer, but we're just about to 3 hours. 1-1 on the ground. Third hit the bag at third. Backed up nicely by Cadu. It's going to be an infield hit. Buford had a beat on it. I thought he was going to backhand and throw to second, and then they hit the bag. And that'll bring Brandon Hilton, McDonald strikeout guy, to the plates. 1-for-3 tonight, RBI single in the first. Grounded to third to Buford in the third. Flew out to Hexton center in the fifth, and he walked in the seventh. Well, can they get Big Max? One out, first and second. Caraway goes set. And time called. 14-5 State College. That was the 12th hit of the game for Frederick. They've out hit the spikes 12-9. And the pitch. Bounced that one in. Good backhand by Preston behind the plate. Knox will throw that one out. They have three terrific catchers here in Josh Spiegel, and then we've seen on an everyday basis in the first half of the year, Knox Preston and Manny Jackson. They are terrific back there. 1-0 the count. Caraway to the plate. There's a strike right down the heart at 91. 1-1 the count. Ball and a strike. Caraway at the belt, looks at second. First and second, one out. And the pitch. Way outside, 2-1. 91 with that fastball. Talk about Hilton being 6'7 and a well put together 240 pounds. 2-1 the count, and the pitch. Foul straight back to the screen. It's even at 2-2 to the McDonald strikeout guy. Two and two the count. Don't forget about Paint the Park Pink Night on Saturday, 6:35. 2-2. Line over Russell's head into right center field for a base hit. They're going to move up 90 feet as Hex picks it up quickly and fires it back in. Good effort by Russell. Just not tall enough. Center fielder number 13. Russell's 6'2. Cleared his glove by maybe a foot. Bases loaded and one out. And here is Bugs. Bugs is 0-for-4. Tapped in front of the plate. Fine play by Knox Preston to throw him out in the first. Struck out swinging in the third. Fielder's choice to end the fifth and struck out swinging to end the seventh. Bases loaded, one out. Caraway delivers low and outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. One ball and no strikes. set by Caraway. And the 1-0. It's in the air, foul, first base side. It'll reach the seats and out of play. About 10 rows back of the Spikes dugout. It's even at 1-1. Ball and a strike. Base is loaded with one out. Caraway at the belt. Dalen waits and delivers. Outside corner for a strike. Excellent location with 90 on that fastball. It's 1-2. One and two the count. Went four-seam fastball the last time. Let's see what he does here. On its way. High with that breaking ball, 2-2. That was the changeup that time. 2-2 on Darryl Buggs. In that right-handed box, Caraway awaits and delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike three, got him. Spikes it to the doorstep on this Tuesday night. Strikeout brought to you by Mountain Indy Health, 4-3 year in a row. Mountain Indy Medical Center named one of the world's best hospitals by Newsweek. One of 26 hospitals in PA to rank in the top 400 hospitals nationwide. Christian Jackson is 0-4 tonight. To right field, that's going to fall for a base hit. That should score two runs. Rocaforte is around third. Rocaforte will throw it to third. And a good job by Buford to get it there. But two-run single by Jackson to make it 14-7. Antelon scores along with Taylor. And Hilton goes to third. Damone Hale is 0-4 tonight. Reached on an error, stole a base, scored in the second. Flew to right to Rocaforte in the fourth. Struck out swinging in the sixth. Struck out swinging in the eighth. First and third, two outs, 14-7, State College. Caraway to the plate. High and tight at the letters. One ball, no strikes. 90 with that fastball that time. One ball and no strikes. Runner goes and a swing and a miss. Uncontested in the second base goes Jackson. And his indifference, 1-1 the count. Hail the DH. Waits in the right-handed box. 1-1. Foul first base side over the roof and out of play. Spikes a pitch away from winning the opener of this three-game set. Caraway at the belt. Looks at third. And the 1-2 on its way. Just missed. Wow, it just missed. Trackman says it hit the corner. 2-2. Caraway's going to try one more time. Here it is. 2-2. Foul to the plate. Good job by Hale to stay alive. Still 2-2. Joe Putnam on the field with the postgame show. My guess is Cam Buford will get the call tonight with his grand slam at 6 RBI night. Hale waits right-handed box. Caraway. 2-2 offering. That's line left center, and what a play, climbing the ladder by Canoe to snare it and end the game. A terrific play by Canoe, timed it perfectly, and the Spikes win it 14-7, and they're now 14-4 at Medler Field at Lebrado Park this season. 10-run, fourth inning, the difference tonight. Joe with Cam Buford on the field. We come back on the Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Cam Buford, 6 RBIs tonight, including the 19th Grand Slam in State College history. Cam, fourth inning. You guys scored 10 runs, but take me through that bat that capped that big surge.
I know the base was loaded, and I was just looking for one pitch. It was a fastball, and I got it, and I just put a good swing on it.
Did you know it was going off the bat?
Yeah, I knew it was going off the bat, yeah.
You guys put together just a quick round. You kind of fought through it, but then 10 runs in the fourth inning. But you guys also did it by, it seemed like you trusted each other offensively. You did the things just necessary to progress the inning. How has this team been able to come together here in such a short time of coming together, less than a week, really?
I think we've been coming together doing well. We do a little things right, go out there and play hard. So we find a way together, and we just playing hard with it.
And, of course, well, this carries over the Gatorade shower for Mr. Buford. Cam was around in the first half. He might have known it was coming, or he may not have suspected it. I suspect he did not know. He says it's pretty cold. Can imagine so. Cam, thank you very much. Cam Buford, 6 RBIs, including a grand slam, our player of the game tonight. We've got more going on here at the ballpark. We've got Glizzy and Wine Wednesday coming up tomorrow. We've got Paint the Park Pink coming up on Saturday. Super Splash Day with a 12:05 start Thursday. All that great stuff, but more going on tonight, so we'll send it back upstairs.
All right, thanks, Joe. We'll come back. Line score in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment. As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Messages for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home this week for three games against the Frederick Keys. It starts with a 6:35 p.m. matchup on Walking Taco Tuesday. Then it's Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, with a 6:35 start. And Super Splash Day is Thursday with a special 12:05 p.m. daytime start on a Dollar Beer Day at Thirsty Thursday. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Let's give you the line score on this one tonight. The 10-run fourth inning was the difference in this one. Spikes with 14 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors, left 4. Frederick, 7 runs, 14 hits, 2 errors, and left 11. Nick Hohenstein gets the win. He's 1-0. Nate Lamb takes the loss. He's 0-2. Time of the game, 3 hours and 8 minutes before 2,703. Spikes go over 50,000 now in the season. 51,165 so far through the turnstiles here. And tomorrow the Spikes are back in action on a Glizzy and Wine Wednesday. And that'll be 6:35. And then don't forget about Super Splash Day coming up at 12:05 on Thursday. Williamsport on Wednesday, on Friday night up there, and then Paint the Park Pink Night at 6:35 with fireworks afterward on Saturday. So big games coming up with big promotions here at the ballpark over the next few days. Final 14-5, the Spikes win it. Don't forget 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download statecollegespikes.com. Or you can go to the box office or walk up. We just want to see you here at the ballpark and enjoy. For Joe Putnam, I'm Steve Jones. Thanks for joining us on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.